KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets. The local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets. The local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Mm-hmm. Open now at Turtle Bay Museum, Thomas D. Mangelson, A Life in the Wild, featuring 40 of the legendary wildlife photographer's most powerful images captured in the wild. These iconic once-in-a-lifetime moments include polar bears dancing on Arctic ice, the salmon leaping straight into the jaws of a massive brown bear, landscapes from all seven continents, and much more. The A Life in the Wild tour is produced by David J. Wagner, LLC, and is on display at Turtle Bay Museum now through May 3rd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Tips and additional things that you could do to help tweak the numbers that are on the soil test. And I always like to let people know, you know, it's important because we're seeing that pH level, and pH is so very important in lawn because it's going to help with maintaining, you know, your soil pH. It's going to create an environment that helps to reduce disease activity. It's going to influence root development and the health of the plant. So soil pH can also influence the activity of beneficial microbes, which are so very important to help control harmful pathogens naturally, so you're not using chemicals or products to control the pathogens. So our soil test is a little more descriptive than what other people have seen out there. Our intent for soil testing goes back to the fundamentals of only using what you need. We want to save you money, but we also want to help you from applying unnecessary products. So it's just good stewardship. Couple things to remember when you are soil testing: don't take soil samples when the ground is frozen. This can impact your results. We can test your soil in your lawns or gardens. So if you're doing a garden, just write down on the slip and the bag your name, very important, and what you're testing, whether it's a lawn or your garden. So that way, you know, we can get you the right answers based on what you're growing.
Yeah, it's definitely good to have. I know it's one of those things right now where the northern part of the country is listening to this and saying, if I ever see my grass again and my lawn ever thaws out, I can maybe do this.
We are willing it to happen. Spring is coming.
We are definitely hoping and trying for that to happen. But I know that you guys have the soil test right on your website. Your website, again, for everybody to find where they can get this soil test kit.
Absolutely. So our website is www.natural-alternative.com. And then you can find the soil test under either the lawn section or the grow section. And it comes with instructions on how to take it. You want to get several samples, mix it up in a bucket, and then put it in the bag. And it gives you the information to send it off to the lab.
Awesome. I'm on the website at the same time we're talking, and I thought you were going to give the whole address, and you knew it from, I could hear it in your voice that you knew it. Anyways.
I've said it a few times.
I bet, right?
Yeah.
Now, I want to touch base on one of the first applications that we use, and, that's the inhibitor crabgrass reducer that you guys have.
So that's correct. We have a crabgrass reducer called the inhibitor. It is under the lawn care section of the website. And you only need this if you traditionally have crabgrass in your lawn. So just want to put that out there. If you don't, you don't need it. But it is designed to help reduce crabgrass emergence. It's actually a fertilizer with a pre-emergent on it. So you'll want to apply it before soil temperatures reach 55 degrees at a 4-inch depth, as this is typically when the weeds will start to germinate. So putting this down suppresses germination, and it provides nutrients to your lawn as the lawn wakes up. As we've talked many times, when it's coming out of dormancy from the winter, it's hungry, so you want to start that food process. So depending on where you live and your air temperatures, this will guide you when to apply. If your air temperatures are starting to warm up but it's still cold at night, that soil will remain cooler, allowing more time to apply. And if you have questions, you can always call us at 888-546-5941. We'll help you with, how to apply, when to apply. You can find this on our website at natural-alternative.com under the lawn section.
Awesome. That's, should be coming up soon. Some of the country, it's happening, but we got some time before that does happen in New England. Now, we are going to take a break here, and when we get back, more from Karen from Natural Alternative. Our phone number is 339-645-0201. We'll be back in a few.
Are you worried about your taxes? Okay, so I'm talking to those of you out there that have not filed in a few years with the IRS or state. It's time to get worried, and here's why. The IRS is getting back from their own COVID lockdown, and they're hiring more enforcers, and they're going to come after people that owe taxes. So if you're a 1099 worker, and maybe you just plain forgot to file your taxes, you need to call the professionals right now at the Tax Helpline. They are experts at knowing the tax regulations, and their goal is to help you pay as little as possible. Call right now and get a 100% free tax evaluation. Remember, before the IRS knocks on your door, knock on our door. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, make this free call right now.
Call Taxes 321 now at 800-808-9443. 800-808-9443. That's 800-808-9443.
Shopping for a car can be overwhelming. Prices, reliability, safety. It's hard to know where to start. That's where iccars.com comes in. iccars is the smart, easy way to buy your next car. With millions of listings analyzed every day, they give you unbiased ratings on price, quality, and long-term value. Whether you're looking for a new ride, a dependable used car, or just want to know if that deal is really worth it, IC Cars takes the guesswork out of car shopping. You'll find powerful tools like price history, dealer scorecards, and even a free VIN check, so you can shop with confidence. Don't just buy a car, buy it smarter. Visit iccars.com today, or download the app and find the right car at the right price. That's iseecars.com. Looking for expert insights on the cars that really matter? Then check out Carl Brower Cars on YouTube. Carl Brower has spent decades testing and analyzing vehicles from every brand at every price point. You'll find detailed reviews, the latest car news, and deep dives into what's hot and what's not in the automotive world. Whether you're shopping for your next car or just love staying on top of what's happening in the industry, Carl Brower Cars gives you straight talk, real analysis, and no fluff. Don't just read about cars, see them in action. Subscribe now to Carl Brower Cars on YouTube and join a growing community of drivers and enthusiasts who want the truth about today's vehicles. That's Carl Brower Cars on YouTube.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
You are playing sports, you're playing piano and violin. How do you find all that time in the day and still going to school?
I think since I enjoy all of this stuff, it's easier for me to like get it all done. With piano and violin, I can do like a little bit of practice each day, and then sports, we have games and practice. But I find like with the schedule and balancing out times for each, it's easy to manage.
Right. Jeff.
I love what she just said. She took the words out of my mouth. She says, I play the piano and the violin, and I practice a little bit each day. And one of my favorite sayings is the Tanzanian proverb, little by little, a little becomes a lot.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work-ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SAVE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SAVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SAVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our email address here is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. And we are talking with Karen from Natural Alternative. We're just discussing, the first kind of, application step for the lawn that will be coming up. Well, depending upon where you are, it'll happen. And I just wanted to remind everybody, you guys have a really cool program when it comes to, the lawn as a reminder, right?
Absolutely. So when you buy our fertilizer program, there's different steps along the way, and life happens, people get busy, they forget to apply something. So we actually have a reminder list. So when you're ordering from us and you're checking out on the website, you can put a note there that says, please remind me when it's time to apply the next application. So you can tell us you want the reminder via email, text, or a phone call. And even if you're calling in, let us know. We keep this list. We're trying to make sure that we get everybody taken care of, just to make sure that you don't forget a step along the way, so you don't have something left over, because, you know, we don't want you to waste your money. You're paying for this, so we want to make sure you use it when is the right time.
Yeah, I think it's important as well, because, you know, if you really look at lawn care as a whole, staying consistent longer is what will get you to the point of using less. Whereas if you start breaking it up and you forget steps here and there, it can then start to get costly because you're always trying to fix it.
Correct. And like I said, you know, there's different things that are in the fertilizer that just helps keep that soil environment healthy for your plants so they don't go through any sort of stress.
Perfect. Now, let's talk some programs of fertilizer. And I know you know, in our area in New England, it's cool season, but across the country, there's warm season as well. And you have both of those.
That is correct. So, you know, the cool season lawns, the majority of those people are bluegrass, ryegrass, tall fescue lawns. But then there are other people throughout the country. A lot of these are in the southern markets that have Bermuda grass, St. Augustine, Zoysia, or centipede lawns, and each type of these have different nutrient needs. So we have a programs that are set up for these, and we'll tweak these as we go so that your lawn is getting the nutrients it needs at the right time. The nice thing to know about using our fertilizers, and this goes back to my early comments I made about our founder, is that our fertilizers were designed by somebody who understands soil life and plant needs. Everything in the bag of our fertilizers is usable by the plant. There's no fillers in it. Our fertilizers are made with organic and natural ingredients to help protect the soil environment, which is critical to having healthy plants. So there's no need to worry that, you know, something you're using might be stripping the soil of healthy organisms such as earthworms, because these are important to keeping your plants thriving. Each of our full programs is designed to treat 6,000 square feet, and then by purchasing the full program, you're buying the fertilizer for the entire growing season. These are in easily identifiable bags to help know when to apply. And to those people that have been using our products, we are switching out from the boxes to the bags. It just makes it a little more easier for us to maintain at the warehouse. So you'll see these new bags coming. And I just want to remind people, you know, the weather will change eventually, and I have a feeling, you know, as soon as it does, it's going to warm up. Everybody's going to want to get out and get to the stores and get your fertilizer. When you order from Natural Alternative, you can order it now. It's shipped direct to your door. You don't have to drag these bags from, you know, the store to your car to the house. We will ship it direct to your house for you. We don't charge shipping charges, and, you know, just store it away until you're ready to apply it. But at least when the sun does come out and it's warm, you can get out there and start taking care of your lawn.
Yeah, it's I've got a lot of excitement myself of when I can get out there for the lawn, and I think a lot of people feel that way and are just getting so ready for this to happen. It's getting closer.
It is.
Inevitably, the calendar will say it's spring, no matter what Mother Nature says.
Yep.
We'll get to that point. Now we got to take another break. We'll be back in a few.
Scholarships limited by race, segregated graduation ceremonies in dorms, professors labeling students as oppressors based on skin color, gender, or religion. This is DEI in action. divisive, toxic, and un-American. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. dreamed of a nation where his children would be judged not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. DEI turns that dream upside down. But there's hope. DEI is being rolled back. There's civil rights enforcement, federal funding cuts, and growing cultural resistance to its harm in schools, workplaces, and communities. America is strongest when united, not divided. Our universities should lead the way in bringing people together, not driving them apart. Visit campusreform.org to learn more about the fight against DEI on college campuses. Restoring Truth, Correcting Bias in Education, One Story at a Time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavors. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
380-4301.
Wendy's has a new Girl Scout Thin Mints Frosty Fusion. With Girl Scout Thin Mints cookie pieces, rich, creamy Frosty, and a mint chocolate cookie sauce. Which means Girl Scout Thin Mints and Wendy's Frosty? Yeah, they're basically best friends now. It's like two delicious desserts just high-five. Snapped a few too many friendship selfies, and then rode a tandem bike down a never-ending road of mint chocolate Frosty perfection. So, swing by Wendy's and try the new Thin Mints Frosty Fusion.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's.
Texting enrolls you in a recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Ever since I turned 40, I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
I was feeling the same way. After 40, the body has less testosterone, and men lose their edge. That's why I take Nugenix Total T2.
That's the testosterone booster, right?
Yes, but Total T2 is their brand new formula that skyrockets nitric oxide levels in as little as 3 hours. Since I started it, I've been lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. My energy is way up, and it even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yep, just in the text.
Text RULE to 215215 for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T2, the next generation testosterone booster. Text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text RULE to 215215. That's RULE to 215215.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 339-645-0201. And we are on with Karen from Natural Alternative. And we were just talking about the, you know, the full fertilizer program for cool season and warm season. And you guys have 5 applications, right? We've always heard, you know, 4 steps. But, you know, I'm a huge proponent of 5 applications, and that's what you guys do.
That is correct. So not including the inhibitor, the crabgrass reducer, our full program has the five applications. And this is basically designed to feed your lawn throughout the growing season. So you'll start out in the early spring, a late spring, summer, fall, and winter. And again, these are like, you know, you think of your body and the nutrients it needs and how you feel better when you're having small meals throughout the day. Well, this is the same thing with your lawn. Your lawn has specific nutrient requirements. It helps it stay healthy. It helps it grow. And again, you know, you're trying to, you know, keep it healthy. So when it does go through times of stress, especially in the summer, it's going to be healthy to help withstand those environmental extremes.
Yeah, it's definitely, I mean, five applications. The four applications, I should say, only gets you to a certain point where that fifth application really gets you to the point where, all right, the lawn is ready for, you know, for winter months.
Yes.
Now, we've said it a few times, and I really want it to happen badly, but spring. You guys have, you know, a spring, you know, some spring information. You got a bundle. You got some other stuff. We need spring. Let's have it at it. Let's have it soon.
Sure, absolutely. I mean, we're all praying for it, trying to will it to happen. And, you know, with spring, you know, you're starting to think about your lawn care, but, you know, now's a good time to be thinking about your gardens and your plants. And, you know, are you planting a vegetable garden? If you're going to be doing all of this, we have a great bundle called Get Started Bundle. So this is a great bundle of products. It has the fertilizer seed and plant starter, and it has a shaker jug of our 555 all natural plant food. So this is the right combination to help your plants grow from seed throughout the life cycle of the plant. Fertilizer is our beneficial soil microbes. We talk about it a lot on your show. It's not a fertilizer. It is what I call vitamins and probiotics. So it will help with seed germination, nutrient absorption. It helps with reducing the effects of stress that our plants go through when they're transplanted or during those environmental extremes that we have a lot of times during the summer. So if you're starting your plants from seed, be sure to mix the fertilizer in the soil. You can also mix it in with the water and water in the seeds. The key is to keep your seeds moist and warm. Reapply that mixture of water and fertilizer every 2 weeks and then use it monthly, and you'll be surprised at how quickly and how well these seeds take off. Now, the 555 plant food will provide the nutrients your plants need when starting out as seedlings all through the season. Again, the plant food does not contain fillers. I use it in my vegetable garden. I use it on my roses, my azaleas, rhododendrons, anything that I can grow. I use it on these plants, and they really do well at it. You can find these on our website at natural-alternative.com under the grow section. Anytime you're ordering from our website, you can use the coupon code PPGC. This is going to give you 10% off. The bundles are already discounted, so it won't apply. But if you need to go out and get, you know, the 6-ounce container of fertilizer because your indoor plants are starting to look sad after, you know, the winter and the cold and the heat turning on, that's a great product to use even on your indoor plants. So anything that has roots, you can use fertilizer.
Now, on your website, you know, I click on fertilizer itself, and there's a lot of information for each. There's even a how-to video of how to use it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've gone through a number of parts of your website just because there's so much information. You always learn something new every day. And it's just... the amount of information there sometimes can be an overload. But when you're looking at specifics, like the protolyzer, love for anybody to take a look a little bit deeper. We talk about protolyzer a lot, and it is so beneficial, especially just at any, it can be used at any time. And I want to make sure, and we reiterate the fact, and I know you said it, but it's not a fertilizer.
That's correct. It is beneficial soil microbes. So these microbes are, the science behind this is fascinating. I mean, it's definitely a great product to, you know, introduce to your soil, to your plants, because it has things like Streptomyces, it has bacillus, it has different types of microbes, it has humic acid, amino acids, it has vitamins from yeast, it has kelp, it has natural sugars, and all these things work to make these plants, whether it's grass plants or if it's, you know, indoor plants or your bushes outside, vegetables, it helps make them stronger. It helps resist the environmental extremes. So we actually add this into most of our lawn fertilizers because, you know, a lot of times during the summer, you know, the brown patch comes out and attacks the lawn, and this is going to help your lawn either recover. It's either going to help it to resist the brown patch that's there, or, you know, when, you know, the season or ever when it starts to go away, your lawn is going to bounce back quicker, faster, and stronger than somebody that hasn't been using our products because the fertilizer is in there. It's a great product that, you know, it helps to decompose organic matter. It helps to make the nutrients more available to the plants to be able to take them up. It's just a wonderful product, and it's used from not just homeowners, but through, you know, the people that are growing 8,000 plants of poinsettias in the fall to be able to grow these plants strong to get them home to the homeowner. So it is a wonderful product.
Yeah, I wanted to bring it up as well because I'm a huge proponent over the winter months of more like December, January, and the beginning of February, you know, no fertilizer. With a lot of plants, they're trying to be in their retirement stage, right? But this isn't a fertilizer. So this is something that can be used during those times to make sure, even while it's in that dormant state, it's getting what it needs.
Absolutely. And, you know, the plants are going through, you know, that transition, the heat's on, the doors are coming open and closing. And, you know, it's just, they go through these extremes too. So this will help them, you know, withstand everything that they're going through and fight off, you know, it's like a natural antibody.
Definitely. Now, just so people can kind of know how much they're going to need to use, there's the curative, if you will, when there's an issue, and then there's the preventative amount that you would use. How would you go about, you know, if we have an issue, how much would you use and how often?
So typically, if you're getting this 6 ounce container, you're getting a scoop, and you would mix one scoop of the fertilizer with 1 gallon of water, and you would use that every 2 weeks until you start to see your plants returning to a healthy state. After that, you can use it once a month just to help it maintain, you know, the health of the plant. If you use too much or every 2 weeks, it's not going to hurt it. But, you know, you don't need to use too much of this. It's just, you know, it's a strong product and it does what it needs to do.
Definitely. Love the product myself. I use it at home. It's done wonders on a lot of different things that I have. I love the product. I always like talking about it, and there's just so much information that you can have for it. Now, as I mentioned, I like getting information. I like to read on your website, and you have a great part of the website called the Know and Grow Library.
That's correct. So when you're on our website, in the orange bar, you'll see a little link that says Know and Grow Library. So that'll take you to different parts of articles that are either related to the different silos, such as lawn, grow, pest, and ice melt. So regardless of what season you're in, you might find something in those categories. But if you scroll all the way down when you're on that Know and Grow Library, you're going to find different seasonal checklists. So we're going into the spring. It's coming. And if you click on the March, you're going to see things that you could be, you could read this checklist now. You're stuck inside. Think of things that you want to do once you get outside. And you can, you know, it's talking about starting your crops such as tomatoes and peppers. Again, you can use the fertilizer when you're starting those from seed. It will talk to you about, you know, repotting houseplants, things that you can do such as consider growing a pollinator garden. What can you do to bring the bees in and the butterflies and so forth? We talk about, you know, whether you need to go out and rake up your lawn and get rid of the leaves and the sticks that have fallen and make sure that you get, you know, air under those where the leaves were, so to fluff up that grass so that, again, you're not letting any sort of disease attack that grass. So lots of good information. By each month, there's good things you can read. It'll click, take you to different links within our website. So just like I said, lots of good things to think about and do before you can actually get outside.
Yeah, I know I've said this, but I always look at the garden checklist when I'm trying to think of some topics to discuss on air. So I use this often, but you know, it just goes for a whole for your entire company. It's not just about the products. It's about making sure that all in all, you can get projects done, not spend a ton of money at the end of the day, and really just be environmentally aware of what's going on.
And that's, you know, that's essentially why Phil developed, you know, Natural Lawn and Natural Alternative. Have a good, thick, green lawn. You don't have to use excessive products or chemicals to get that. And just be aware of how nature works with nature.
Awesome. Well, Karen, I really appreciate you coming on. It's great to hear from you. And again, we're hoping spring soon.
It's coming.
All right, well, we're going to take a break here, and we will be back in a few.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Making your picks better and taking picks easier. That's what the XP processor inside of Nikon's D5II mirrorless camera does, especially when it comes to autofocus. Nikon's Chris Okunik explains.
One of the things, especially on the autofocus side, that it enables is using deep learning algorithms to kind of teach the camera what type of users, whether it's a person, whether it's a dog, a cat, all of those different subject types are built into the algorithms of the camera now, and it does an amazing job of being able to switch automatically without you having to say, I'm shooting a dog, I'm taking a picture of a cat. You just point it at the dog, and the autofocus will jump onto the eye. You point it at the cat, you point it at the airplane, and it does it all completely automatically.
Amazing pics are just a click away at Nikon.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save with T-Mobile. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, the best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla Speed Test. So you can stay connected wherever you are. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. Vietnam veteran Anthony Brocky was struggling with grief after losing both his wife and longtime pet when he met Pemer, a rescue kitten saved by U.S. soldiers overseas. Born near a military base and rescued after a wild animal attack, Pemer was cared for by soldiers who later partnered with nonprofit Paws of War. After extensive veterinary care, Pemer was placed with Brocky, where the two quickly formed a bond. Brocky says the kitten brought warmth and routine back into his life, helping him cope with loss and rediscover joy. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
What's happening to the hot economy? Has the death of the dollar been a twisted mythology all along? And what are the numbers of success on the new Melania movie? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio this week.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
Dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Wendy's has a new Girl Scout Thin Mints Frosty Fusion. With Girl Scout Thin Mints cookie pieces, rich, creamy frosty, and a mint chocolate cookie sauce. Which means Girl Scout Thin Mints and Wendy's Frosty? Yeah, they're basically best friends now. It's like two delicious desserts just high-five. Snapped a few too many friendship selfies, and then rode a tandem bike down a never-ending road of mint chocolate frosty perfection. So, swing by Wendy's and try the new Thin Mints Frosty Fusion.
Limited time only. Participate in U.S. Wendy's.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Ever since I turned 40, I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
I was feeling the same way. After 40, the body has less testosterone, and men lose their edge. That's why I take Nugenix Total T2.
That's the testosterone booster, right?
Yes, but Total T2 is their brand new formula that skyrockets nitric oxide levels in as little as 3 hours. Since I started taking it, I've been lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. My energy is way up, and it even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yep, just send a text.
Text RULE to 215215 for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T2, the next generation testosterone booster. Text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text RULE to 215215. That's RULE to 215215.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
This is retired Chaska County Supervisor Trish Clark. The Frontier Senior Center in Anderson needs you. Recent heavy rains brought to our attention that our 30-year-old roof is leaking, threatening a facility that serves our community seniors every single day. Join us on March 14th, dinner prepared by the Anderson Rotary, auction drawings, and a chance to make a real difference. For tickets, contact the Frontier Senior Center in Anderson today, 365-3254, or go to our webpage at frontierseniorcenter.com.
ISSE.com.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
What's happening in the hot economy? Has the death of the dollar been a twisted mythology all along? And what are the numbers of success on the new Melania movie? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio this week.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Thank you.
welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our email address here is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Again, paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. And just want to say thank you again to Karen for joining us. Tons of good information there. Spring is right around the corner. It's just with the amount of snow that we've been getting in New England, I feel like we've gone through like three or four winters, and it just feels like there's more to come. I never know when it's going to end. It's getting to the point where it's like, all right, just mercy. We're waving the white flag. Mother Nature, just help us out. Give us some warmer weather. Let's get rid of the snow, and let's get into the season we all love, spring and summer. And I'm not saying people don't love winter, right? You're a skier. You must love the winter. But at the same time, it's like, enough's enough. Let's keep the snow in the mountains. Where I am? Nope, no more. But anyways, I appreciate them coming on and discussing the spring fertilizers that we should be using. And, just that reminder, they do have, the cool season and warm season lawn programs. Again, cool season is going to be more of your northern grasses, whereas the warm season is going to be more of your southern grasses. It's based off of the style grass you have. And so there are certain parts that are, maybe I'd call in the middle, that might have a little bit of both. So you gotta have that conversation with them to decide, what's going to happen. You just need to know what type of grass you have in your yard to get the right applications for you for the season. Now, we talked a bit about some moss issues in the lawn, and it's something that you got to start with right away, and how to break it down and how to really get it to that next level, because moss isn't always, an acidity level. It could be elemental issues. There's a number of things, and so it was good to have that discussion in regards to which ways we should be thinking, and followed that up with some soil test information, especially the soil test from Natural Alternative, with tons of information that you can do. And it's we're getting there. It's almost time for this to happen, but I do appreciate the information, the questions in regards to moss. Also, found an email this past week in regards to hellebores. Had a question that was funny. I was cleaning out my spam file, and for some reason it went into there. I don't know what happened. Maybe I pushed it into the wrong spot, but got to help out with that. And hellebore is one of those first blooming flowers in the spring. You can kind of see that spring is coming with when you see those out there. So we discussed how to take care of that, as well as a number of other things. So great topics this week. I really appreciate everybody for listening. I do want to remind you guys that if you missed part of the episode or you want to hear an old one, you can find us anywhere that you download your podcasts, whether it be Apple or Spotify. Just search the Paul Parent Garden Club and you'll be able to see one of the previous episodes. You obviously have dates on them, and there's two episodes per day that it is showing. So you can get a couple hours in with gardening information. Now, other than that, I think, it is spring. We're not very far away. Like, honestly, we're only a few weeks, about 3 weeks at this point, maybe, give or take a day or two. Spring is on its way. Let's really start thinking, all right, it's coming. It's getting there. And I know in the southern states it's already hitting. I'm getting emails in regards to what's going on down there. I'm hearing from my brother down there and him telling me, it's warming up there. And it's
That's coming our way up north, all right? It's going to happen. It will happen. We're just willing it to happen. It just doesn't feel like it's going to happen. Anyways, that'll do it for this today. I appreciate everybody for listening. Until next week, get out there or in there. Plant something. Be good to each other. We're all we got. I'll talk with you guys next week. Have a great one. We'll see you.
Are you worried about your taxes? Okay, so I'm talking to those of you out there that have not filed in a few years with the IRS or state. It's time to get worried, and here's why. The IRS is getting back from their own COVID lockdown, and they're hiring more enforcers, and they're going to come after people that owe taxes. So if you're a 1099 worker, and maybe you just plain forgot to file your taxes, you need to call the professionals right now at the Tax Helpline. They are experts at knowing the tax regulations, and their goal is to help you pay as little as possible. Call right now and get a 100% free tax evaluation. Remember, before the IRS knocks on your door, knock on our door. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, make this free call right now.
Call Texas 321 now at 800-808-9443. 800-808-9443. That's 800-808.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump joins grieving families for the return of soldiers killed in the Middle East.
President Trump is attending the dignified transfer for the six U.S. soldiers killed in the Middle East at Delaware's Dover Air Force Base.
Very sad situation.
He joins family members and most of his cabinet as the soldiers' remains return to the U.S. They died last week in a drone strike on a command center in Kuwait. Trump spoke earlier Saturday at an event in Florida.
They're great heroes in our country.
He's pledging to keep American war deaths down. At the same time, he said he will keep the pressure on Iran. The six members of the Army Reserve were all from the 103rd Sustainment Command based in Des Moines, Iowa. I'm Julie Walker.
The UK military is rejecting criticism of its response after last week's strikes on Iran.
Britain's Chief of Defense Air Chief Marshal Sir Richard Knighton reject criticism that they were ill-prepared for the conflict in Iran.
Well, what the Prime Minister and the Defense Secretary have made clear, and what's very clear to me, is that this is probably the most dangerous time of the last 30-odd years that I've been in uniform. And it's very clear that the demands on defence are rising, and that's why I think the Prime Minister said in his Munich Security Conference speech that we need to spend more on defence and do it faster, and you won't be surprised that I agree wholeheartedly with what the Prime Minister said.
He also said that the UK could join more proactive strikes in the future, while the focus remains on protecting British interests and personnel. Rika and Garcia, London.
Republican Congressman Tom Emmers says Minnesota Governor Tim Walz should probably go to jail.
There's a question that's starting to develop as to when he actually knew and what he did or didn't do, and that may end up by putting him right in the crosshairs as a corrupt politician that needs to be held accountable.
News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
In today's fast-paced world, professionals face endless projects, deadlines, competition. To thrive, you need mental clarity, sharp focus, and reliable memory. That's why the same company that brings you Relief Factor created ThinkFactor. ThinkFactor is designed to help you think clearer and perform better daily. It's a powerful blend of nutrients that supercharges your memory and sharpens your focus. You can stay on top of your work and outshine the competition. After a couple of weeks of taking ThinkFactor, I noticed a dramatic difference in my clarity, my focus, even my memory. And you know what? The longer you take ThinkFactor, the better the results are. If you've ever felt mentally foggy or struggled to keep up with everything on your plate, well, ThinkFactor can help you reclaim your cognitive edge and thrive in your life. Call 800-4-RELIEF, 800, the number 4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, to order ThinkFactor. Call 800-4-RELIEF or visit ReliefFactor.com. Your first bottle, just $19.95. ThinkFactor. Think clearer, perform better daily.
California Governor Gavin Newsom's criticism of President Trump over gas prices gets fact-checked. Correspondent Ken Lormond has more.
Governor Newsom attempted to criticize President Trump over potential gas price impacts from the U.S.-Israel military action, but was sharply rebuked by the U.S. Oil and Gas Association. The industry group highlighted California's heavy dependence on foreign crude and history of high fuel costs, undermining Newsom's intended political jab.
Newsom's press conference posted on social media linking the president's military strike in Iran to potential gas price increases, but critics noted California's gas prices remain well above the national average. President Trump predicting the destruction of not just college sports, but the entire U.S. collegiate system unless the industry is fixed quickly. Sports leaders who were at a White House summit Friday argued that the fix can only happen if they raise more money. This is news at townhall.com. Ford has issued two recalls.
Software issues impacting the vehicle's rearview camera displays could increase crash risks. An internal component inside the infotainment system of certain 2021 through 2026 Ford Broncos and 2021 through 2024 Ford Edges may overheat and shut down, preventing the rearview image from displaying when drivers are going in reverse. And some 2020 to 2022 Ford Escapes and Lincoln Corsairs, as well as 2020 through 2024 Lincoln Aviators and Explorers, may show a flipped or inverted rearview image. John Scott reporting.
The price of oil surged higher and showed no signs of halting its rapid climb a week after the U.S. and Israel launched major attacks on Iran. Oil prices surpassed $90 a barrel Friday. The conflict has left two ships that carry roughly 20 million barrels of oil a day stranded in the Persian Gulf. More on these stories at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at GormanComp.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
The National Wild Turkey Federation's 27th Annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is set for Saturday, March 14th at the Senior Citizen Center at 2290 Benton Drive. Doors open at 4:30 p.m., dinner at 6:30. To purchase tickets for the event, or if you'd like more information, contact Candy Muse at 530-526-8350 or online at nwtf.org/event.
At Plumas Bank, we understand business because we've grown alongside you in the communities we call home. We're proud to grow in Redding and excited to welcome Anderson and Red Bluff to the Plumas Bank family. With our new locations, your business gains expanded lending powers, more convenient locations, and more than 40 years of trusted community banking experience. Plumas Bank, building stronger communities. Learn more at plumasbank.com.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
North State Park's annual Celebration of North State Wine is back with another panel of fine wine with award-winning wines served by the North State's best wineries being held at the newly remodeled Holiday Inn with fine appetizers by their new chef. 20's theme is accented by Ladybot and the Bluebirds on stage. 20's attire is suggested. This event sells out every year, so don't miss the fun. Saturday night, March 7th at the Holiday Inn. Tickets can be purchased at pcpark.org.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Oliva Melano Maduro. From the verdant fields of Jalapa, Nicaragua, comes an epic 95-rated cigar wrapped in a Maduro leaf from San Andres. Expect notes of espresso, anise, and walnut liqueur. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Carrie Grawl. This season marks a new chapter for Organic Pilates, a rebirth of sorts in a new, larger downtown space. Alongside it, we want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created as a natural extension of how we move and live with intention. We want to invite you in. Harmony and Organic Pilates, now open in downtown Reading. We're located at 1264 California Street in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to see you.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
Good morning, gardeners.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. And we got another hour left, but before we get into any topics, as I mentioned, Karen from Natural Alternative is joining us. Lots of great information coming to you. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Patrick. How are you?
I'm doing all right. We're recovering from all this snow we've been having, but we're getting there.
Good. Let's hope it goes away soon.
I hope so. Now, I want to get into this. You and I had been talking, and we got a lot of news stations across the country, and never really did like a, hey, this is what Natural Alternative is. And I thought it would be a good time to just discuss that a little bit and give us an introduction to you guys.
Sure. I think that's a great idea. So we'd like to let people know, you know, Natural Alternative, we're a small company, but we have deep roots in the lawn care industry. We have a sister company called Natural Lawn of America, and this company, Natural Lawn, is a franchise system that specializes in lawn care, providing safer lawn care, mosquito, flea, and tick services. So for people that want to have somebody come out and do it for them, Natural Lawn of America has lawn care franchises throughout the country, about 25 states we're in. We have about 100 different providers across the country. Both Natural Alternative and Natural Lawn of America were founded by Phil Catron. He had this idea that, you know, we could provide a safer option than traditional lawn care companies. So Natural Lawn was started back in the 80s, and people really weren't thinking about the effects of what things were doing to the earth, but Phil wanted to take that and make a better option for people. So regardless if you want to have somebody take care of your lawn for you or do it yourself, we have these options. And Phil's background is in agronomy, and that's the study of soil management and plant science. So this helped Phil determine what fertilizers work best for lawns and gardens. He believes strongly in an IPM program that calls for using reduced, better, safer controls. He even wrote a chapter on IPM for the EPA textbook. So we have this additional company that we can lean on to get help, but we also know that our products are being derived from natural products and organic-based products that have been tested and tried and true to make sure that we're getting the right nutrients for the plants without using harsh chemicals.
Awesome. That's that's great information. I've seen a Natural Lawn of America truck. I shot you a text as soon as I saw it because I hadn't seen it in the area.
That's
you
awesome.
Knew exactly
yes.
who it was.
Yep.
Which is awesome stuff. So, always tons of great information from you guys. And like I said, wanted to just kind of reintroduce you to everyone. So that the ones that didn't know who you guys were, we can start to get to know you just like everybody else here. So
good.
Now, let's jump into it. A few weeks ago, I had some questions that regarded a soil test, but, you know, I did mention about your soil test, but I'm not saying this because you're here, but I love the information that comes back from your soil tests and what you guys do.
Good. So, yes. So, you know, starting, you know, with Natural Lawn and Natural Alternative, we always recommend, you know, starting your lawn care with a soil test. If you haven't tested your soil ever or, you know, in the past few years, it's highly recommended. So the soil test that Natural Alternative provides helps to determine the right nutrients for your soil based on the current level. So I always compare it to blood work for the soil. You take your soil sample, you send it to the lab to be analyzed, and then they're going to send us reports that indicates what the pH level is and the various nutrient levels that are most important to the lawn or the plants. So from this report, we're going to take the report and the information, and we're going to send you a letter with our recommendations based on, you know, what, how much fertilizer, how much, if you need to add a soil amendment to help to adjust the pH. We're going to tell you all these things, whether, you know, your organic matter is ideal or if you need to increase it. Lots of information telling you tips and additional things that you could do to help tweak the numbers that are on the soil test. And I always like to let people know, you know, it's important because we're seeing that pH level, and pH is so very important in lawn because it's going to help with maintaining, you know, your soil pH. It's going to create an environment that helps to reduce disease activity. It's going to influence root development and the health of the plant. So soil pH can also influence the activity of beneficial microbes, which are so very important to help control harmful pathogens naturally, so you're not using chemicals or products to control the pathogens. So our soil test is a little more descriptive than what other people have seen out there. Our intent for soil testing goes back to the fundamentals of only using what you need. We want to save you money, but we also want to help you from applying unnecessary products. So it's just good stewardship. Couple things to remember when you are soil testing: don't take soil samples when the ground is frozen. This can impact your results. We can test your soil in your lawns or gardens. So if you're doing a garden, just write down on the slip and the bag your name, very important, and what you're testing, whether it's a lawn or your garden. So that way, you know, we can get you the right answers based on what you're growing.
Yeah, it's definitely good to have. I know it's one of those things right now where the northern part of the country is listening to this and saying, if I ever see my grass again and my lawn ever thaws out, I can maybe do this.
We are willing it to happen. Spring is coming.
We are definitely hoping and trying for that to happen. But I know you guys have the soil test right on your website. Your website again for everybody to find where they can get this soil test kit?
Absolutely. So our website is www.natural-alternative.product. .com, and then you can find the soil test under either the lawn section or the grow section, and it comes with instructions on how to take it. You want to get several samples, mix it up in a bucket, and then put it in the bag, and it gives you the information to send it off to the lab.
Awesome. I'm on the website at the same time we're talking, and I thought you were going to give the whole address, and you knew it from, I could hear it in your voice that you knew it. Anyways.
I've said it a few times.
I bet, right?
Yeah.
Now, I want to touch base on one of the first applications that we use, and, that's the inhibitor crabgrass reducer that you guys have.
So that's correct. We have a crabgrass reducer called the inhibitor. It is under the lawn care section of the website. And you only need this if you traditionally have crabgrass in your lawn. So just want to put that out there. If you don't, you don't need it. But it is designed to help reduce crabgrass emergence. It's actually a fertilizer with a pre-emergent on it. So you'll want to apply it before soil temperatures reach 55 degrees at a 4-inch step, as this is typically when the weeds will start to germinate. So putting this down suppresses germination, and it provides nutrients to your lawn as the lawn wakes up. As we've talked many times, when it's coming out of dormancy from the winter, it's hungry, so you want to start that food process. So depending on where you live and your air temperatures, this will guide you when to apply. If your air temperatures are starting to warm up but it's still cold at night, that soil will remain cooler, allowing more time to apply. And if you have questions, you can always call us at 888-546-5941. We'll help you with, you know, how to apply, when to apply. And you can find this on our website at natural-alternative.com under the lawn section.
Awesome. That's, you know, should be coming up soon. Some of the country, it's happening, but we got some time before that does happen in New England. Now, we are going to take a break here, and when we get back, more from Karen from Natural Alternative. Our phone number is 339-645-0201. We'll be back in a few.
Are you worried about your taxes? Okay, so I'm talking to those of you out there that have not filed in a few years with the IRS or state. It's time to get worried, and here's why. The IRS is getting back from their own COVID lockdown, and they're hiring more enforcers, and they're going to come after people that owe taxes. So if you're a 1099 worker, and maybe you just plain forgot to file your taxes, you need to call the professionals right now at the Tax Helpline. They are experts at knowing the tax regulations, and their goal is to help you pay as little as possible. Call right now and get a 100% free tax evaluation. Remember, before the IRS knocks on your door, knock on our door. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, make this free call right now.
Call Taxes 321 now at 800-808-9443. 800-808-9443. That's 800-808-9443.
Shopping for a car can be overwhelming. Prices, reliability, safety. It's hard to know where to start. That's where iccars.com comes in. iccars is the smart, easy way to buy your next car. With millions of listings analyzed every day, they give you unbiased ratings on price, quality, and long-term value. Whether you're looking for a new ride, a dependable used car, or just want to know if that deal is really worth it, iCars takes the guesswork out of car shopping. You'll find powerful tools like price history, dealer scorecards, and even a free VIN check, so you can shop with confidence. Don't just buy a car, buy it smarter. Visit iCars.com today, or download the app and find the right car at the right price. That's iCars.com. Looking for expert insights on the cars that really matter? Then check out Carl Brower Cars on YouTube. Carl Brower has spent decades testing and analyzing vehicles from every brand at every price point. You'll find detailed reviews, the latest car news, and deep dives into what's hot and what's not in the automotive world. Whether you're shopping for your next car or just love staying on top of what's happening in the industry, Carl Brower Cars gives you straight talk, real analysis, and no fluff. Don't just read about cars. See them in action. Subscribe now to Carl Brower Cars on YouTube and join a growing community of drivers and enthusiasts who want the truth about today's vehicles. That's K-A-R-L-B-R-A-U-E-R Cars on YouTube.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
You are playing sports, you're playing piano and violin. How do you find all that time in the day and still going to school?
I think since I enjoy all of this stuff, it's easier for me to, like, get it all done. With piano and violin, I can do, like, a little bit of practice each day, and then sports, we have games and practice. But I find, like, with the schedule and balancing out times for each, it's easy to manage.
Right. Jeff.
I love what she just said. She took the words out of my mouth.
She says, I play the piano and the violin, and I practice a little bit each day. And one of my favorite sayings is the Tanzanian proverb, little by little, a little becomes a lot.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, Work Ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SAVE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SAVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SAVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our email address here is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. And we are talking with Karen from Natural Alternative. We're just discussing, the first kind of, application step for the lawn that will be coming up. Well, depending upon where you are, it'll happen. And I just wanted to remind everybody, you guys have a really cool program when it comes to, the lawn as a reminder, right?
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
A message from Todd with Reading Online Marketing.
Here's the truth. Your competitors aren't smarter and they aren't better. Their marketing is.
Reading Online Marketing has years of experience and results backed by real data to put you on top. For maximum impact, ask about exclusive KCNR radio and digital marketing packages. Put your business everywhere your customers are.
We are local and can answer all your questions. Call me at 530-378-4060 or visit readingonlinemarketing.com.
Staying consistent longer is what will get you to the point of using less. Whereas if you start breaking it up and you forget steps here and there, it can then start to get costly because you're always trying to fix it.
Correct. And like I said, there's different things that are in the fertilizer that just helps keep that soil environment healthy for your plants so they don't go through any sort of stress.
Perfect. Now, let's talk some programs of fertilizer. And I know you in our area in New England, it's cool season, but across the country, there's warm season as well. And you have both of those.
That is correct. So, the cool season lawns, the majority of those people are bluegrass, ryegrass, tall fescue lawns. But then there are other people throughout the country. A lot of these are in the southern markets that have Bermuda grass, St. Augustine, zoysia, or centipede lawns, and each type of these have different nutrient needs. So we have a program that are set up for these, and we'll tweak these as we go so that your lawn is getting the nutrients it needs at the right time. The nice thing to know about using our fertilizers, and this goes back to my early comments I made about our founder, is that our fertilizers were designed by somebody who understands soil life and plant needs. Everything in the bag of our fertilizers is usable by the plant. There's no fillers in it. Our fertilizers are made with organic and natural ingredients to help protect the soil environment, which is critical to having healthy plants. So there's no need to worry that, you know, something you're using might be stripping the soil of healthy organisms such as earthworms, because these are important to keeping your plants thriving. Each of our full programs is designed to treat 6,000 square feet. And then by purchasing the full program, you're buying the fertilizer for the entire growing season. These are in easily identifiable bags to help know when to apply. And to those people that have been using our products, we are switching out from the boxes to the bags. It just makes it a little more easier for us to maintain at the warehouse. So you'll see these new bags coming. And I just want to remind people, you know, it's the weather will change eventually, and I have a feeling, you know, as soon as it does, it's going to warm up. Everybody's going to want to get out and get to the stores and get your fertilizer. When you order from Natural Alternative, you can order it now. It's shipped direct to your door. You don't have to drag these bags from, you know, the store to your car to the house. We will ship it direct to your house for you. We don't charge shipping charges, and, you know, just store it away until you're ready to apply it. But at least when the sun does come out and it's warm, you can get out there and start taking care of your lawn.
Yeah, it's I've got a lot of excitement myself of when I can get out there for the lawn, and I think a lot of people feel that way and are just getting so ready for this to happen. It's getting closer.
It is.
Inevitably, the calendar will say it's spring, no matter what Mother Nature says.
Yep.
We'll get to that point. Now we got to take another break. We'll be back in a few.
Scholarships limited by race, segregated graduation ceremonies in dorms, professors labeling students as oppressors based on skin color, gender, or religion. This is DEI in action. Divisive, toxic, and un-American. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. dreamed of a nation where his children would be judged not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. DEI turns that dream upside down. But there's hope. DEI is being rolled back through civil rights enforcement, federal funding cuts, and growing cultural resistance to its harm in schools, workplaces, and communities. America is strongest when united, not divided. Our universities should lead the way in bringing people together, not driving them apart. Visit campusreform.org to learn more about the fight against DEI on college campuses. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one story at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. That's 800-380-4301.
Wendy's has a new Girl Scout Thin Mints Frosty Fusion. With Girl Scout Thin Mints cookie pieces, rich, creamy Frosty, and a mint chocolate cookie sauce. Which means Girl Scout Thin Mints and Wendy's Frosty,
Yeah, they're basically best friends now.
It's like two delicious desserts just high-five.
Snapped a few too many friendship selfies, and then rode a tandem bike down a never-ending road of mint chocolate frosty perfection.
So, swing by Wendy's and try the new Thin Mint Frosty Fusion.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's.
Texting enrolls you in a recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Ever since I turned 40, I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
I was feeling the same way. After 40, the body has less testosterone, and men lose their edge. That's why I take Nugenix Total T2.
That's the testosterone booster, right?
Yes, but Total T2 is their brand new formula that skyrockets nitric oxide levels in as little as 3 hours. Since I started it, I've been lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. My energy is way up, and it even spiced up things between me and the misses.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yep, just in the text.
Text RULE to 215215 for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T2, the next generation testosterone booster. Text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text RULE to 215215. That's RULE to 215215.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 339-645-0201. And we are on with Karen from Natural Alternative. And we were just talking about the, you know, the full fertilizer program for cool season and warm season. And you guys have 5 applications, right? We've always heard, you know, 4 steps. But, you know, I'm a huge proponent of 5 applications, and that's what you guys do.
That is correct. So not including the inhibitor, the crabgrass reducer, our full program has the 5 applications. And this is basically designed to feed your lawn throughout the growing season. So you'll start out in the early spring, a late spring, summer, fall, and winter. And again, these are like, you know, you think of your body and the nutrients it needs and how you feel better when you're having small meals throughout the day. Well, this is the same thing with your lawn. Your lawn has specific nutrient requirements. It helps it stay healthy. It helps it grow. And again, you know, you're trying to, you know, keep it healthy. So when it does go through times of stress, especially in the summer, it's going to be healthy to help withstand those environmental extremes.
Yeah, it's definitely, I mean, 5 applications. The 4 applications, I should say, only gets you to a certain point where that 5th application really gets you to the point where, all right, the lawn is ready for, you know, for winter months.
Yes.
Now, we've said it a few times, and I really want it to happen badly, but spring. You guys have, you know, a spring, you know, some spring information. You got a bundle. You got some other stuff. We need spring. Let's have it at it. Let's have it soon.
Sure, absolutely. I mean, we're all praying for it, trying to will it to happen. And, you know, with spring, you know, you're starting to think about your lawn care, but, you know, now's a good time to be thinking about your gardens and your plants. And, you know, are you planting a vegetable garden? If you're going to be doing all of this, we have a great bundle called Get Started Bundle. So this is a great bundle of products. It has the fertilizer, seed, and plant starter, and it has a shaker jug of our 555 all-natural plant food. So this is the right combination to help your plants grow from seed throughout the life cycle of the plant. Fertilizer is our beneficial soil microbes. We talk about it a lot on your show. It's not a fertilizer. It is what I call vitamins and probiotics. So it will help with seed germination, nutrient absorption. It helps with reducing the effects of stress that our plants go through when they're transplanted or during those environmental extremes that we have a lot of times during the summer. So if you're starting your plants from seed, be sure to mix the fertilizer in the soil. You can also mix it in with the water and water in the seeds. The key is to keep your seeds moist and warm. Reapply that mixture of water and fertilizer every 2 weeks and then use it monthly, and you'll be surprised at how quickly and how well these seeds take off. Now, the 555 plant food will provide the nutrients your plants need when starting out as seedlings all through the season. Again, the plant food does not contain fillers. I use it in my vegetable garden. I use it on my roses, my azaleas, rhododendrons, anything that I can grow. I use it on these plants, and they really do well at it. You can find these on our website at natural-alternative.com under the grow section. Anytime you're ordering from our website, you can use the coupon code PPGC. This is going to give you 10% off. The bundles are already discounted, so it won't apply. But if you need to go out and get, you know, the 6-ounce container of fertilizer because your indoor plants are starting to look sad after, you know, the winter and the cold and the heat turning on, that's a great product to use even on your indoor plants. So anything that has roots, you can use fertilizer.
Now, on your website, you know, I click on fertilizer itself, and there's a lot of information for each. There's even a how-to video of how to use it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've gone through a number of parts of your website just because there's so much information. You always learn something new every day. And it's just... The amount of information there sometimes can be an overload, but when you're looking at specifics like the fertilizer, love for anybody to take a look a little bit deeper. We talk about fertilizer a lot, and it is so beneficial, especially just at any, you know, it can be used at any time, and I want to make sure, and we reiterate the fact, and I know you said it, but it's not a fertilizer.
That's correct. It is beneficial soil microbes. So these microbes are, the science behind this is fascinating. I mean, it's definitely a great product to, you know, introduce to your soil, to your plants, because it has things like Streptomyces, it has bacillus, it has different types of microbes, it has humic acid, amino acids, it has vitamins from yeast, it has kelp, it has natural sugars, and all these things work to make these plants, whether it's grass plants or if it's, you know, indoor plants or your bushes outside, vegetables, it helps make them stronger. It helps resist the environmental extremes. So we actually add this into most of our lawn fertilizers because, you know, a lot of times during the summer, you know, the brown patch comes out and attacks the lawn, and this is going to help your lawn either recover. It's either going to help it to resist the brown patch that's there, or, you know, when, you know, the season or ever when it starts to go away, your lawn is going to bounce back quicker, faster, and stronger than somebody that hasn't been using our products because the fertilizer is in there. It's a great product that, you know, it helps to decompose organic matter. It helps to make the nutrients more available to the plants to be able to take them up. It's just a wonderful product, and it's used from not just homeowners, but through, you know, the people that are growing 8,000 plants of poinsettias in the fall to be able to grow these plants strong to get them home to the homeowner. So it is a wonderful product.
Yeah, I wanted to bring it up as well because I'm a huge proponent over the winter months of more like December, January, and the beginning of February, you know, no fertilizer. With a lot of plants, they're trying to be in their environment stage, right? But this is this isn't a fertilizer, so this is something that can be used during those times to make sure, even while it's in that dormant state, it's getting what it needs.
Absolutely. And, you know, the plants are going through, you know, that transition, the heat's on, the doors are coming open and closing. And, you know, it's just they go through these extremes, too. So this will help them, you know, withstand everything that they're going through and fight off, you know, it's like a natural antibody.
Definitely. Now, just so people can kind of know how much they're going to need to use, there's the curative, if you will, when there's an issue, and then there's the preventative amount that you would use. How would you go about, you know, if we have an issue, how much would you use and how often?
So typically, if you're getting this 6 ounce container, you're getting a scoop, and you would mix one scoop of the fertilizer with 1 gallon of water, and you would use that every 2 weeks until you start to see your plants returning to a healthy state. After that, you can use it once a month just to help it maintain, you know, the health of the plant. If you use too much or every 2 weeks, it's not going to hurt it. But, you know, you don't need to use too much of this. It's just, you know, it's a strong product and it does what it needs to do.
Definitely. Love the product myself. I use it at home. It's done wonders on a lot of different things that I have. I love the product. I always like talking about it, and there's just so much information that you can have for it. Now, as I mentioned, I like getting information. I like to read on your website, and you have a great part of the website called the Know and Grow Library.
That's correct. So when you're on our website, in the orange bar, you'll see a little link that says Know and Grow Library. So that'll take you to different parts of articles that are either related to the different silos, such as lawn, grow, pest, and ice melt. So regardless of what season you're in, you might find something in those categories. But if you scroll all the way down when you're on that Know and Grow Library, you're going to find different seasonal checklist. So we're going into the spring. It's coming. And if you click on the March, you're going to see things that you could read this checklist now. You're stuck inside. Think of things that you want to do once you get outside. And you can, you know, it's talking about starting your crops such as tomatoes and peppers. Again, you can use the fertilizer when you're starting those from seed. It will talk to you about, you know, repotting houseplants, things that you can do, such as consider growing a pollinator garden. What can you do to bring the bees in and the butterflies?
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Natural alternative. Have a good, thick, green lawn. You don't have to use excessive products or chemicals to get that, and just be aware of how nature works with nature.
Awesome. Well, Karen, I really appreciate you coming on. It's great to hear from you, and again, we're hoping spring soon.
It's coming.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break here, and we will be back in a few.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Making your picks better and taking picks easier. That's what the XP processor inside of Nikon Z5 II mirrorless camera does, especially when it comes to autofocus. Nikon's Chris Hoganick explains.
One of the things, especially on the autofocus side, that it enables is using deep learning algorithms to kind of teach the camera what type of users, whether it's a person, whether it's a dog, a cat, all of those different subject types are built into the algorithms of the camera now, and it does an amazing job of being able to switch automatically without you having to say, I'm shooting a dog, I'm taking a picture of a cat. You just point it at the dog, and the autofocus will jump onto the eye. You point it at the cat, you point it at the airplane, and it does it all completely automatically.
Amazing pics are just a click away at Nikon.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save with T-Mobile. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, the best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla Speed Test. So you can stay connected wherever you are. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. Vietnam veteran Anthony Brocky was struggling with grief after losing both his wife and longtime pet when he met Pimer, a rescue kitten saved by U.S. soldiers overseas. Born near a military base and rescued after a wild animal attack, Pimer was cared for by soldiers who later partnered with nonprofit Paws of War. After extensive veterinary care, Pimer was placed with Brocky, where the two quickly formed a bond. Brocky says the kitten brought warmth and routine back into his life, helping him cope with loss and rediscover joy. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
What's happening in the hot economy? Has the death of the dollar been a twisted mythology all along? And what are the numbers of success on the new Melania movie? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio this week.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Wendy's has a new Girl Scout Thin Mints Frosty Fusion. With Girl Scout Thin Mints cookie pieces, rich, creamy Frosty, and a mint chocolate cookie sauce. Which means Girl Scout Thin Mints and Wendy's Frosty? Yeah, they're basically best friends now. It's like two delicious desserts just high-five. Snapped a few too many friendship selfies, and then rode a tandem bike down a never-ending road of mint chocolate Frosty perfection. So, swing by Wendy's and try the new Thin Mints Frosty Fusion.
Limited time only. Participate in U.S. Wendy's.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Ever since I turned 40, I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
I was feeling the same way. After 40, the body has less testosterone, and men lose their edge. That's why I take Nugenix Total T2.
That's the testosterone booster, right?
Yes, but Total T2 is their brand new formula that skyrockets nitric oxide levels in as little as 3 hours. Since I started taking it, I've been lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. My energy is way up, and it even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yep, just in the text.
Text RULE to 215215 for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T2, the next generation testosterone booster. Text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text RULE to 215215. That's RULE to 215215.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
What's happening in the hot economy? Has the death of the dollar been a twisted mythology all along? And what are the numbers of success on the new Melania movie? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio this week.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our email address here is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Again, paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. And just want to say thank you again to Karen for joining us. Tons of good information there. Spring is right around the corner.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
It just feels like there's more to come. It's just, I never know when it's going to end. It's getting to the point where it's like, all right, just mercy. We're waving the white flag. You know, Mother Nature, just help us out. Give us some warmer weather. Let's get rid of the snow, and let's get into the season we all love, spring and summer. And I'm not saying people don't love winter, right? You're a skier. You must love the winter. But at the same time, it's like, enough's enough. Let's keep the snow in the mountains where I am. Nope, no more. But anyways, I appreciate them coming on and discussing the spring fertilizers that we should be using. And, you know, just that reminder, they do have, you know, the cool season and warm season lawn programs. Again, cool season is going to be more of your northern grasses, whereas the warm season is going to be more of your southern grasses. It's based off of the style grass you have. And so there are certain parts that are, you know, maybe I'd call in the middle that might have a little bit of both. So you gotta have that conversation with them to decide, you know, what's going to happen. You just need to know what type of grass you have in your yard to get the right applications for you for the season. Now, we talked a bit about some moss issues in the lawn, and it's something that you got to start with right away, and how to break it down and how to really get it to that next level, because moss isn't always, you know, an acidity level. It could be elemental issues. There's a number of things, and so it was good to have that discussion in which ways we should be thinking, and followed that up with, you know, some soil test information, especially the soil test from Natural Alternative, with tons of information that you can do. And it's, you know, we're getting there. It's almost time for this to happen, but I do appreciate the information, the questions in regards to moss. Also, found an email this past week in regards to hellebores. Had a question that was funny. I was cleaning out my spam file, and for some reason it went into there. I don't know what happened. Maybe I pushed it into the wrong spot, but got to help out with that. And hellebore is one of those first blooming flowers in the spring. And it's, you know, you can kind of see that spring is coming with when you see those out there. So we discussed how to take care of that as well as a number of other things. So great topics this week. I really appreciate everybody for listening. I do want to remind you guys that if you missed part of the episode or you want to hear an old one, you can find us anywhere that you download your podcasts, whether it be Apple or Spotify. Just search the Paul Parent Garden Club, and you'll be able to see one of the previous episodes. You obviously have dates on them, and there's two episodes per day that it is showing. So, you know, you can get a couple hours in with gardening information. Now, other than that, I think, it is spring. We're not very far away. Like, honestly, we're only a few weeks, about 3 weeks at this point, maybe, you know, give or take a day or two. Spring is on its way. Let's really start thinking, all right, it's coming. It's getting there. And I know in the southern states it's already hitting. I'm getting emails in regards to what's going on down there. I'm hearing from my brother down there and him telling me, you know, it's warming up there. And that's coming our way up north, all right? It's going to happen. It will happen. We're just willing it to happen. It just doesn't feel like it's going to happen. Anyways, that'll do it for this today. I appreciate everybody for listening. Until next week, get out there. Or in there. Plant something. Be good to each other. We're all we got. I'll talk with you guys next week. Have a great one. We'll see ya.
Are you worried about your taxes? Okay, so I'm talking to those of you out there that have not filed in a few years. With the
workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
The Shasta College Art Gallery presents a Japanese woodblock print exhibition featuring works from the traditional ukiyo-e period to contemporary artists. Explore beautifully crafted prints with many pieces available for purchase to support Shasta College Student Show Awards. Join us for the closing reception on April 16th at noon in Building 300 during Shasta College Cultural Day. The gallery is open Monday through Thursday 8 to 5 and Fridays 8 to noon. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
From the Fox News Radio studios in Midtown Manhattan, giving you opinions and facts with a positive outlook, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Have one. So glad you're there. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show. We have a lot on the agenda today. We're following the latest on the war, the Secretary of War, as well as the Chairman and Joint Chiefs of Staff visiting CENTCOM in Tampa. They gave some remarks. We'll bring back some of them. Bottom line, it's going really well, and the pace is only going to pick up. Why? We opened up the skies, and it looks like we basically have freedom. Although, I do worry because the Defense of Democracy stats show that the Iranians have about 2,000 rockets, and they've only set off about 700. So I'm wondering if they're pacing themselves, but I'm sure the military knows much more than me. Carl Rove is standing by. Ari Sacher, an Israeli rocket scientist with 3 decades of experience on anti-missile technology, is going to be here, including the Iron Dome, help construct it. So before we get to Carl, let's get to the big three.
Number three.
How many people have been indicted in your state right now? Do you know, Governor?
I don't have those numbers with me.
But you've never said to stop payment.
It's one of the highest rates in the country, sir.
Well, you have one of the highest fraud rates in the country.
That is some of the exchange on the fraud trials yesterday. I just feel as this governor, attorney general, enough about the embarrassment. I need to know. Get the whistleblowers to talk about how they were informed, what you have said, and why they looked the other way. It has a lot to do with being politically correct, not caring, and using the Somali influence on their elections.
Number two.
This will definitely be temporary. The Trump administration's energy addition, energy dominance agenda have just massively grown global supplies of oil, natural gas. But yeah, are we going to have a transient bump up as we've seen in gasoline prices? We do a little bit.
Costs on the economy. We look at the war and the degree of the short-term pain on energy. Will America be patient or make Trump pay the price?
Number one.
For the first time since 1945, a United States Navy fast attack submarine has sunk an enemy combatant ship using a single Mark 48 torpedo to achieve immediate effect, sending the warship to the bottom of the sea.
General Kane really outlining some fantastic performances by our military. U.S. and Israel ramp up targets in Iran, eliminating their Navy. Their Navy focusing on leadership and launchers. We have the latest. Carl, it's almost as if it's back to the future for you. A lot of your time in the White House was you guys were at war right up to 9/11. How does this feel the same?
Well, it feels the same in part because, you know, we had to deal in Iraq and Afghanistan with the malign influence of the Iranians. I mean, we've been at war with them. They've been at war with us for 47 years, even at the moments that we haven't acknowledged it. And so, again, grabbing control of the skies was critical in both Iraq and in Afghanistan. Easier to do, obviously, in Afghanistan because the Taliban had virtually no modern air force. But this is an extraordinary performance by the U.S. and Israeli militaries, and the degradation of the Iranian capabilities last year is showed up this year, and they've been further degraded. I mean, essentially their navy's wiped out, their air force is in the process of being wiped out, their military depots are being blown, their missile fabrication facilities, their launchers, their drone facilities, all of these are at risk for them.
So, Carl, Condoleezza Rice, your good friend, former Secretary of State, was on with Brett last night, also a good friend of yours. Here's what she said. She sees the justification for this, and to me, wanted everyone to understand the history, to understand fully why we're there. Cut 7.
If you can render Iran essentially incapable of military action against us and against our allies, that's worthy. And I think what they're trying to do is to neuter Iran as a military power in the region. And by the way, the Iranians, who I think made a strategic blunder in attacking the Gulf states like the UAE or Kuwait or others, is demonstrating that it is its goal to be a destabilizing force in the Middle East. Yes, you can still be concerned about what may come after. You can still be concerned about the uncertainties of warfare. But to render this awful regime incapable of using its military power, that's a worthy goal.
And that's what's got to be outlined. And I think you got to hear that from Tom Cotton. You got to hear that from Lindsey Graham. You got to hear that from the president, the vice president. Don't you agree, Marco Rubio?
Yeah, in fact, I wrote my column about it in the Wall Street Journal today. I mean, the military execution has been superb, but the American people need to be told why we did this, what the stakes are, what is going on. It was great to have Kane out there briefing, but the president needs to consider giving an Oval Office address. And they need to have a deliberate plan to explain to the American people at the highest levels. Can't leave it just to the Sunday morning programs. I mean, those are, Tom Cotton, You know, we had
Michael Waltz.
We had Mike Turner, the former intel chief.
He was great.
We had Senator Cruz. They were all good. But look, it is the president, and the president needs to lay this out and continually talk about it, so in a way that the American people can grasp. And otherwise, support for this is going to diminish. And this is an important. This will affect the future not only of that region but the security of the United States for decades to come.
So, Carl. And think about this for a second. I remember Gerald Ford, tell me if you remember this. He said he knew Iraq was a problem. And he said, right. I don't know why the Bush administration just said weapons of mass destruction. They did so many other things worthy of right. this type of weapons inspectors, oil for food program. You should have had right. more than – there was more than one reason. So when the war wasn't as, let's say, as predictable as we thought, and we know Iran had a lot to do with that, when it wasn't as predictable as we thought, they said, well, where are the weapons of mass destruction? And it looks, oh, he lied. And we know he never lied. We understand that. But if you gave the bunch of reasons why we were there, you wouldn't have been stuck to one. And in a way, I'm not saying that they took a page from this. You want to know why we're in Iran? Where do you want to start? The 83 barracks, the 79 hostages? How about the 603 that died during the Iraq War directly from the EFPs that they engineered and pushed? How about the 241 Marines that died in Beirut? How about the daily, how about the assassination attempt? Pick one, circle it. So
yeah, well,
if you just say one, then people go, okay, what about that? So go ahead. It's not just a nuclear program.
Yeah, you're right. Keep going. I mean, look, the nuclear program, the ballistic missile, they're attempting to build missiles that can hit the United States of America. And look, you talk about it, periodically they have closed the Strait of Hormuz, driving up oil prices around the world in order to discombobulate our economy and that of our allies. So, I mean, and they funded, look, the Houthis, you know, Hezbollah. I mean, these are people who have been actively supporting Islamic radical terrorist movements around the world. So, yeah, no. But my point is my column was the White House needs to pay careful attention to this. And it's one thing to send out, you know, articulate spokesmen like Cotton and Cruz on Sunday morning talk programs. But the White House needs to be behind this each and every day in a patient program of explaining to the American people the stakes and the consequences.
Yeah, the one thing that they've not looked at, they've kind of disabled, and the NSC, because of Alexander Vindman and some other leaks, that guy Anonymous who wrote the book, he does not trust these people in the State Department and elsewhere listening in on his phone calls, you know, the anti-Trumpers that were everywhere. And there used to be the NSC, and you know how it works. But the way I understand it works is the NSC used to get the White House communications along with the State Department communications and Defense Department communications, now the Department of War, and say, this is the message, this is the result, this is what we want to get out. But there doesn't seem to be that huddle around.
No.
And we need that huddle again, which you can make up your own huddle, but there's got to be a huddle.
Right. Yeah, that's right. I think that you're absolutely right. And look, Secretary of State Marco Rubio is doing a terrific job, but you need a national security advisor who could work with him as a force multiplier. Let me talk about one other thing that is critical. We need to be talking to the Iranian people. And one of the biggest mistakes the administration made, and I hold Kerry Lake responsible for it, was shutting down Radio Farsi. We had a radio service.
Oh, by the way, I found out that's not true. It's still there. So Jennifer Griffin corrected that.
Yeah, but its staff has been decimated. Its broadcasting is weak. It is not on as often as it was, and it's understaffed. And as a result, and we were also on the internet. We had a fulsome, all-out social media and radio program to communicate with the Iranian people, and it doesn't exist in the form that it used, the powerful form that it used to be there. Now, I'm a little bit wired up about this because I used to be on the board for international broadcasting that oversaw Radio Free Europe and Radio Liberty and the radio services around the world that allowed people who live in closed societies like Iran to hear the truth. And this is a powerful tool that could be spreading the news about what is happening in their country that they're not hearing from their government. And we are weak in this regard, and we need to do more.
Well, Carl, let me ask you, was there a problem with the left-wing messaging that I watch on CNN International, and I'm able to pick up with a lot of these?
This was not CNN.
No, I know, but was there a left-wing bias to it?
Look, when I was on the board, were there people who were Democrats and Republicans and liberals and conservatives? Yes. But you have editors and you have leadership, and so you can control that. If it is, particularly if we're talking about Iran, yes, put the, if you're worried about it, have a couple of supervisors from the White House or the State Department over there looking at this material. But no, right. We should not have dismantled this enormous influence for us. If there were weaknesses, correct them. If there were mistakes, stop them. If there were voices that should be heard and voices that shouldn't be heard, make changes. But don't silence or undercut or gut,
gotcha.
Which is exactly what we've done to all these radio services.
I want to talk about Texas. James Tallarico is the new Beto O'Rourke. He's a genius. He's a fresh breath
Please,
of fresh air.
Let me stop you right there.
Can we listen to a little?
Let me stop you right there.
You want to listen to a little of it?
No. He is the next iteration of Robert Francis O'Rourke. Do not give Robert Francis O'Rourke the benefit of the phony nickname to appeal to Latino voters.
So listen to this. Cut 42.
Our southern border should be like our front porch. There should be a giant welcome mat out front.
There are many more than two biological sexes. In fact, there are six.
God is both masculine and feminine and everything in between.
Is Texas
God is non-binary.
Really? Okay. Do Texans believe that?
No. And look, this is I love it. It's like, yes, let's come up with a guy who says, unlike most Democrat candidates, I'm proud to be a Christian. But you know, the comment about six sexes was when he was opposing a bill that said men should not participate in women's sports. And this guy defended the principle by saying, well, you know, really there are six sexes, and so we shouldn't get into this. And anybody ought to be able to participate in women's sports who wants to. So let's not kid ourselves. This guy, look, he is an Austin liberal. I live in Austin. I love Austin. But it is the blueberry in the deep red sea of Texas. And this guy is an Austin liberal, which means he does things like say, we ought to have a welcoming porch on our southern border and wring our hands over, anybody that the cartel is able to extract money from, we ought to welcome them across our border. You know, human traffickers are bad if they're in the U.S., but they're okay if they're in Mexico sending people across our border. I mean, this guy, John Cornyn, will do to him what he has done to every other person who's run against him, which is beat him badly.
Yeah, Carl, why does the turnout so low for Republicans in the primary?
Wait a minute, buddy. How low were they?
Lower than Democrats.
Yeah, but guess what? That happened in 2008. That happened in 2016. It happened in 2020, and the Republicans won the state overwhelmingly. The last time that it happened in a midterm election was 2002. And in that election, the Democrats had 900,000 people vote. The Republicans had 600,000 people vote. The Democrats nominated the mayor of Dallas, Ron Kirk, who was a serious candidate. And what happened? John Cornyn beat him 55-43. And so, look, most of the time, the Texas primary and presidential election years, by the time we get to the time of our primary, traditionally, the Democrats still had a contest and we'd settled ours. But in this one, it was obviously not a presidential election year, and the Democrats had a couple hundred thousand more people vote than the Republicans.
So you're not worried about it.
That's it. No, I'm not worried about it.
All right, real quick, I got one exit question for you. The President of the United States said in a little while, I'm going to pick who I want to endorse in the Texas primary. To be the Republican nominee, and I'm going to ask the other person to drop out. Is it too late?
Well, I don't. You know, already Kim Paxton has said I'm not going to drop out. But look, I mean, the president's endorsement of John Cornyn will be dispositive, and the contest will be over. And remember, think about this: a year ago, Cornyn was down by double digits.
Yep.
He was down almost 20 points, and he won. He came in first. And not only that, but in the last week of the campaign, Paxton was going around the state cocky, saying, I'm going to win by 20 to 30 points and win without a runoff. And on election night, he looked like death warmed over. I mean, he came within 900 votes out of nearly 100,000 votes of losing his home county of Collin County. The people who sent him to the state house and the state senate, who know him best and are taking sides on the divorce where his wife is divorcing him for biblical reasons, catch my drift, three girlfriends that we know of, the people who knew him best almost turned him down in favor of Cornyn. Cornyn, on the other hand, won his home county of Bear, San Antonio, by a hefty margin.
All right. So you think if Trump endorses Cornyn, he just gets him the victory, or he's going to win anyway?
I think he's it absolutely guarantees him the victory. Okay. The president's endorsement is powerful.
All right. Carl, I like the fact that we Zoom together. I think it makes us even better, more synergy.
Yeah, I love when you yell at me. You're a handsome dude, and I get to yell at you.
I was trying to tell people that. They're just not buying it. There you go. Carl, thanks so much. Back in a moment.
Thanks.
You got it.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
If you're like most Americans nearing retirement with money in a 401k or IRA, then listen. The U.S. Supreme Court's recent ruling on President Trump's tariffs has added fresh uncertainty to global trade policy, and investors don't like uncertainty. That ruling helped push gold to another multi-week high as traders sought safety in precious metals. When markets get nervous, precious metals often move higher and fast. Right now, the gold and silver markets may be offering investors a second chance at history. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit. You'll also receive a free copy of Ken Rogoff's book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. Many Americans are rolling over a portion of their retirement into physical gold and silver, tax and penalty free with Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now. Get into position before the next surge. Results vary. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
I'm Dr. Howard Levine, director of Cleveland Nasal Sinus and Sleep Center. During cold and flu season, I tell my patients the key to staying well is to pull out germs, mucus, bacteria, and viruses from the nose using the Navage Powered Nasal Irrigator. I irrigate my own nose daily with Navage to stay healthy and after seeing sick patients.
For drug-free congestion relief, trust number one doctor-recommended Navage, available at Walmart and Walgreens.
I'm Anna Eliopoulos with your Fox True Crime Minute. It's 10 years behind bars for an au pair who schemed with her employer, who was also her lover, to kill his wife and another man. Juliana Perez Magalhães pleaded guilty to a downgraded manslaughter charge in exchange for her testimony against Brendan Banfield, who fatally stabbed his wife Christine and fatally shot Joseph Ryan, a man who was lured by the killers to engage in a sexual encounter with his wife unbeknownst to her. During sentencing, Magalhães expressed remorse for straying from her morals to pursue the illicit affair.
There are so many regrets, but this is my biggest. That's a tragedy I have been carrying with me, and I will always do.
While prosecutors recommended her immediate release, the judge ended up delivering the maximum possible sentence. There's more on this story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Anna Eliopoulos with your Fox True Crime Minute.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
October 30th, 1974. It was the Rumble in the Jungle. World heavyweight champion George Foreman and former world champion Muhammad Ali entered the ring in Zaire in one of the first Don King promoted boxing matches. Muhammad Ali regained the world title from a younger and stronger Foreman and spoke to the press after the fight.
I had one hell of a rumble. I had to beat Tarzan's behind first for claiming to be the king in the jungle for this fight. I've wrestled with alligators. I've tussled with the whale. I done handcuffed lightning and put thunder in jail. You know I'm bad. I have murdered a rock. I injured a stone and I hospitalized a brick. I'm so bad I make medicine sick. I'm so fast, man. I can run through a hurricane and don't get wet.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. Fox on Tech.
Video is coming to one of the big podcast platforms. Apple says video will be coming to Apple Podcasts, including live streaming video using HLS technology, meaning HTTP live streaming. Users will also be able to download video pods for future offline viewing, and yes, you'll be able to view widescreen by turning your iPhone sideways. Adding both the live and recorded video component could be an attempt by Apple to keep its users within the Apple environment instead of having them head off to Spotify or YouTube to watch things. And for those who create the video podcasts, Apple promises brand new monetization features. It marks a major advance for Apple, whose iPods back in the day gave rise to the idea of a podcast. Video on Apple Podcasts will debut this spring, though developer testing is underway with the beta releases of iOS, iPadOS, and VisionOS version 26.4. With Fox on Tech, I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
Information you want, truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
The people of Minnesota have been singled out and targeted for political retribution at an unparalleled scale, including blocking Medicaid reimbursements to our state just last week. I want your help on fraud. Why would I not want money to go to the programs I care deeply about, feeding people, clothing people, housing people? But what ICE did disrupted everything that we were doing. It disrupted our federal partners, and it forced our law enforcement agencies, who have worked hard to gain the public trust, to have the public believe in them.
So that is Governor Walz. Nice little speech. Problem is, his actions didn't back it up. There was no vigilance in doing it. And we all know the Attorney General caught on tape making it clear to the Feed America people, who took millions and have people in jail because of it, that, hey, listen, we'll look out for you, you look out for us. And they said, great. And that's essentially, you vote for us and you can take as much money as you want. We all know that. So I just think that this guy's got to pay the price. Either he's the bigger idiot than I think he is, just a total moron, or he looked the other way. And, you know, the thing is, in 2020, he probably thought to himself, well, you know what? It's good to be allowed the Somalis to cash in on America. It's not going to matter. I'm not going to pay the price. In fact, I'm going to get their vote. And he was able to get that vote, win again by a pretty good margin, and then become vice president, the vice presidential nominee. So I hear about the California fraud. I want to see it now. I hear that they're in Maine. I want to see it now. So you got to put it in front of people and then make these people go and answer these questions. You know, we had Paul LePage on, the former governor. He talked about how the current governor was his attorney general, and she looked the other way. She would not prosecute anything. He tried to get Barack Obama's attention. He was not interested. To talk about the mad fraud happening in Maine. So we know about Minnesota. We know about California. I want these people to either give the money back or go to jail or something. And I want to find out who took the cash out of the country. All right, when we come back, we talked to Ari Sacher. He's an Iraqi rocket scientist, knows all about missile defense. And, man, do we need it now. By the way, I hear about the beam. They have lasers taking out missiles.
Isn't just in textbooks. It's the story of us, the United States. 2026 marks 250 years of America. And throughout the year, Bill Hemmer takes listeners on a journey through the 250 most impactful moments in American history. From the spark of revolution to the battles for freedom. The ideas, inventions, and decisions that changed the world. The 250 most impactful moments in American history podcast. Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
You never know who might be taking the quiz.
Hi, everyone. It's Candace Cameron Bure.
Hey, everyone. It's Phil Sims.
It's Dolores Catania.
Hey, everyone. I'm Kix Brooks.
It's Candace Bushnell.
I'm Rob Paulson.
I'm Ryan Serhant.
Hey, everyone. I'm Nicole Palizzi.
Hey, everybody. It's Kevin Nealon.
What's up, guys? It's Nia Sue, and it's time to take the quiz.
Five questions in less than 5 minutes every day. Listen and follow at thequiz.fox.
Take a pause.
You've probably seen former service members getting help from service dogs. They're working to overcome PTSD and depression as vets get back into civilian life. Even retired Air Force Brigadier General Scott Wiggins admits he was struggling when he first hung up the uniform.
I was kind of reclusive, that I would want to stay inside. I didn't want to get out in public. And through the advice of my wife, got some counseling. And then after talking to a counselor, figured a service dog could be another tool in my tool belt just to help me transition.
He was connected with a yellow Labrador retriever, Bear, through the nonprofit Patriot Service Dogs.
They asked me kind of what my needs were, and based on my needs and Bear's training, they felt like we would be a good match. So Bear was in training for a couple of years. They put me through my paces as well, and then we were paired up.
The Brigadier General says Bear has turned him around.
I can't tell you how much it has restored my life to me, and I would love nothing more than the next veteran to have that opportunity.
Tech pause. Jill Nato, Fox News.
History isn't just in textbooks. It's the story of us, the United States. 2026 marks 250 years of America. And throughout the year, Bill Hemmer takes listeners on a journey through the 250 most impactful moments in American history. From the spark of revolution to the battles for freedom. The ideas, inventions, and decisions that changed the world. The 250 most impactful moments in American history podcast. Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
You never know who might be taking the quiz.
Hi, everyone. It's Candace Cameron-Bure.
Hey, everyone. It's Phil Sims.
It's Dolores Catania.
Hey, everyone. I'm Kix Brooks.
It's Candace Bushnell.
I'm Rob Paulson.
I'm Ryan Serhant.
Hey, everyone. I'm Nicole Palizzi.
Hey, everybody. It's Kevin Nealon.
What's up, guys? It's Nia Sue, and it's time to take the quiz.
Five questions in less than 5 minutes every day. Listen and follow at thequiz.fox.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
On July 27, 1976, after months of legal wrangling, former Beatle John Lennon finally won residency in the U.S.
Well, it's great to be legal again. Now, tell my baby, and I thank you, and of course the Immigration Service for finally seeing the light of day, as they say. Good.
You want
thank you.
That card?
Yeah, I'd love to. I should have got a different picture.
What does it mean to you after 5 years of struggling to become a permanent resident to get that green card?
Well, it was a very slow, long struggle, so it's not like, you know, it suddenly ends. I'll come out of it slowly and I realize I can go to visit relatives in Japan, show them the baby, show them in England, you know, save them coming over here. And I can go visit the relatives and come back with safety now with the green card. How do you feel?
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
I'm Anna Eliopoulos with your Fox True Crime Minute. It took just 5 hours for a verdict to come down in a case that shocked New Jersey. Paul Canaro was found guilty of 4 counts of murder, 2 counts of aggravated arson, and weapons counts in the 2018 killings of his brother Keith, his sister-in-law Jennifer, and their 2 children, 8 and 11 years old, shot and stabbed to death in their mansion, which was then set on fire in an attempt to cover up the crimes. Prosecutors argue it all stemmed from a business relationship between the brothers that went bad after Keith Canaro discovered Paul was stealing money from the business and from him personally. The defense argued that Canaro didn't murder anyone, that he and his brother were best friends, and would never harm his nephew and niece, who he, quote, cherished and adored. Canaro now faces life in prison when he is sentenced in May. There's more on this story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Anna Eliopoulos with your Fox True Crime Minute.
Talk show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, with me right now is Sage Steele. How do I know? I've met her in person and she looks exactly the same. She's got a great podcast called The Sage Steele Show. And when she comes here, she steals the show. Because everyone
wow.
loves you and looks to book you. And thanks so much for coming in, Sage.
I love hanging with you, though. No
right.
offense to everybody
was
else.
Was I the first Fox
yes.
person? I was,
yes.
right? Yes. Okay.
Yes, right after I left ESPN. I remember being so nervous to meet you.
Right.
And you're not scary.
I'm really not scary?
No,
well,
sorry.
Allison deserves the credit for that, right, Allison? Because you realized when you were finally a free agent, you did your first interview with Megan, Megyn Kelly?
Yeah, 48 hours later, pretty raw.
Yeah.
That was, I think back about that time, and that was August of 23.
Wow.
And we became friends because we had the same attorney that she dealt with, that helped her after her NBC fiasco, and then me with ESPN with Brian Friedman. He's also with Justin Baldoni right now. Like, the guy is a genius, frankly. And so that's how Megan and I met, and she had me on. And from there, who knew that I'd be allowed in this building at some point, too?
Well, absolutely. And now you're on with Sean all the time.
Yeah.
You're on with Jesse all the time.
Jesse, yeah.
So, and how's the podcast world going?
It's going well. Brian, this whole thing is a thing that I had wanted no part of.
Mm-hmm.
And now here we are. I love it. I think it's taken me a minute to fully appreciate the freedom with it. Mm-hmm. And when all you know is 30 years of network, local, regional, national.
In and out of 8 minutes, get it done, right?
Yes. And directives and 64 bosses. Like, it's so weird to be able to say, you know what? I would be honored if I could talk to Brian Kilmeade on my show, which is going to happen.
Yes.
And so that freedom and to talk about whatever you want and to have an opinion that I believe should be based in fact, right? But to go out there and say what you want and not be afraid of what your employer's going to. I used to get pulled in and asked about, well, you know, why are you liking this person's tweets? We're noticing this. It's like, what? So the freedom part of it is amazing. I'm not a great entrepreneur. I've never done that. I had no interest. My husband fortunately is and is helping with that side of it. He's done that his whole life. But it's a blessing. There's so many blessings that come with getting canceled. Who knew? Who knew?
Well, don't you think the canceled era is virtually over?
I feel like it, but they're hanging on. They don't want to let go of it, you know? But what happens is that when people, like, I hate to sound dramatic, but you rise from the ashes, when you believe that you were worthless, actually, you're like, oh my gosh, everybody's crashing on me, that this must be true. And then you wake up the next day and you're still breathing. And then you're like, wow, I can actually walk and talk too. When you do that, others who've lived in fear of speaking up realize, well, maybe I need to do this too. Maybe it's my time because if they survived it, then I can too. And that is one of the reasons why I think now, the cancel culture era is going away quickly, not quickly enough in my mind, compared to what so many people have been through. But courage begets courage. And I never looked at my thing as courage. It was just standing up for what I thought was right. But Riley Gaines talks about that all the time. And courage begets courage. And when you speak, look at all these other young women athletes who are now stepping up and saying, no, I shouldn't have to be in a locker room with a boy. This is sick. But I don't know that would have happened if not for some of those young women like Riley.
Well, look at Megan Rapinoe. This is to your point, not mine. She is still ripping on everything that doesn't say that there are there are seven genders and that men should be able to play on the women's national team. I guess, what would that do to her?
Well, she, you know, I had so much respect for her, and I would like to separate that as a player, right? But otherwise, and I try not to personalize it, but she disgusts me. Because what she has done has been strategic, and maybe she believes this the whole time. Maybe she's just virtue signaling. I don't know. I think she believes it. But to wait until the end of your career when you've got millions of dollars in your pocket to then all of a sudden say, yeah, it's fine, and all you anti-trans racist, like the stuff that she's called me and many other people.
I didn't know she attacked you.
Oh, she did. She did it with me, Dave Chappelle, and someone else in the same sentence, and how we are a danger to the trans community with what we say, that women's spaces should be protected. And it is just so convenient and sick that she waits to the end. Because remember when the women's national team lost to, I think it was an under 15 boys team from Texas, like high school kids? And there's no shame. Guess what? Men are different from women. Newsflash, news bulletin, right? And so she knows she would never have had the career that she had, the illustrious career, if men had been in her sport. So she's full of it. She disgusts me, and she's doing such a disservice to so many millions of young women and girls who've looked up to her this entire time.
But I think, you know what? I saw her in Dunkin' Donuts ads a few years ago. I don't see her now. Also, the way her career ended was so bizarre. She misses a penalty kick.
Yeah.
And she's like, is this a bad joke? No, you missed a penalty kick. It's not a bad. It's called the way it happens in sports. You don't always win a championship. You don't always score the goal. And they blew that whole tournament because those women, totally unlikable, by the way.
Now they are,
and you're talking about somebody that was there in 93. I watched Mia Hamm and Julie Foudy and Christine Lilly and all those. I covered Brianna Scurry in goal. And, of course, they win the World Cup in front of 100,000 in Pasadena. I was there. Bill Clinton went to the locker room and he partied with the girls.
What a concept.
Yeah. But there was no cameras, so he didn't get any blowback from it like this president.
But I don't think he would have.
But this last one, the new one are great. I don't know about them personally, but professionally, the new era seems to be good. But the last one that just left, I could do without.
Yeah, and listen, some of the young women in the NWSL right now are doing some of the things, same things Megan is doing. And by I've got the name of their teammate who was out on one of the teams in California.
So the Professional Women's League.
Yeah, I'm sorry, the Professional Women's League. And who just said, listen, I'm sorry, trans women / men do not belong in our spaces. And what did her teammates do? They came out and they attacked her and they held a press conference. Like, it's insanity. So unfortunately, that's the point about Rapinoe and people like that. The impact actually runs deep. Yes, common sense should prevail. But when you are a legend like Rapinoe was on the pitch, she does have that influence. And you know, I mean, she's very much involved. I think she's one of the owners of Angel City or one of those teams. So it does matter what she says. But I do love that more and more people are now telling her where to shop it, frankly, right, because it's just factually incorrect.
So I coached a couple of players that are in the MLS right now, and they're brothers. And I asked to go out to this MLS team. I go, wouldn't it be good to do a feature? And they say, Brian, would it be, maybe you do it where they're having Thanksgiving, and they go to practice the next day, and they see where they've been and do a nice feature.
Yeah.
So many different ways. And that team said, I don't really think we want to be on Fox. So for the MLS to turn down a national audience, even though that they don't have a national audience.
They need an audience.
Unless you're Messi. When Messi plays, it's different.
It's different.
Yeah.
And he's not American.
Yeah.
I mean, you're still trying to grow the sport, and that's the decision that you make.
I've never heard of that before.
It's insane. And this is not about sports, but it reminds me, leading up to the election, I was, on the campaign trail, something I said I also would never do. And I remember, Brian, going with Laura Trump and Tulsi Gabbard and Danica Patrick and so many of these people. And we were like,
having a great time. Sounds like a great time.
It was a blast with our pink jackets, Women for Trump. Point is, I was shocked to see that we were going to food pantries in Atlanta and Charlotte. And we'd go up for the day and help and unload the food that was being donated by the, Trump Dole. So many. It doesn't matter where it's coming from. It's free food for your community. Do you know that it took in Atlanta the first stop? The fourth one that we called who was willing to accept free food for the pantry in the community. Because why? It was associated with Trump. So don't tell me you care about your communities when you're turning down free food and resources for poor people in Atlanta and Charlotte just because it had Trump's name associated with it. Problem is, so it's everywhere throughout culture, sports, you name it, where people just run away from it instead of saying, okay, let's look past the politics of it and the good of it. We're trying to promote soccer, for God's sake.
But the one thing I do get, and comedians know this too, there's sometimes if you say, hey, as long as it's not politics, because if they don't want to, you want to do a feature on the team, you want to make sure that stadium's packed. So unless the player insists on it, if they say to me, Brian, don't bring up politics, I go, I wouldn't. This is about them, what they achieved, and their family. But that I understand. If I'm media relations, And unless that player just says, no, I want to talk about it. Like, for example, Phil Mickelson, he comes up to me, I'm doing this event for his, for Liv. And I'm at the Doral Golf Club of Donald Trump.
Miami, yep.
Yeah, so he's my last interview. I can't wait to talk to him. He's so opinionated. And before he walk up, they go, oh, I just got to tell you, whatever you do, don't bring up politics. I go, all right, I got like two or three things to talk about, why he left California, how he feels now.
Exactly. So, things he's been very public about himself.
So I'm thinking to myself, they went out of their way to say it. I'm like, should I do it? So I go, okay, it's a morning show. I won't talk about politics. You have plenty to talk about. We're done. And then afterwards, he says to me, oh, I would have talked to you. He goes, I thought you were going to bring up stuff about politics. I would have talked about anything. So the media relations people got ahead and told me.
Publicist.
But that's why you always got to talk to the athlete or the coach first. But
it stinks, but they're the ones. And how about, if they're concerned, they ask Phil first. Don't speak for Phil.
Oh, I'd be furious if I'm Phil Mickelson.
Absolutely, because now, I mean, he is more vocal than ever.
Yeah, because he got ripped for saying, I'm going to move out of California because taxes are too high. Can you imagine that? Who would it? Now that everybody's moving out of California.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. I think there's so many athletes who want to speak up, and it's just like the prior conversation. Like, the more who do it in a sane, factually based way that represents their opinion.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. That's actually what we need more of. It's the way that you do it. If you're tearing down others when you do it, okay, fine.
Yeah.
But he's allowed to have an opinion.
So let's talk about hockey. And it always seems like two lifetimes ago because we're in the middle of a war.
Yeah.
But The USA hockey team wins, gets a call from the president. Where the FBI director should amount, that's a separate conversation, but he's a huge hockey guy. We also know people, very professional. You put them around an athlete or a sport, they go crazy.
Oh, they do. They're human.
He goes to, he has Islander season ticket holders, goes to the game. So, Kash Patel, that's a separate argument. But to have the president on speakerphone when you know that George Allen was called into Nixon, we used to give George Allen plays for the Redskins, Gerald Ford used... This used to be Ronald Reagan was the biggest sports fan ever.
Yeah.
And that's controversial. And then the so-called joke, the president said, I got to invite the women. How do you feel about that whole thing?
I just hate our media for this reason. It's like these guys who were as classy and have been since then as classy
hockey
and patriotic.
Players are though, right?
They're the best. When people ask me who are your favorite athletes to interview over a 30-year sports career, it is always hockey players. Always. Yeah. NHL first. And then we can debate from there. Football, basketball, baseball was always the toughest, frankly. I love these guys. They're
baseball.
So humble.
Baseball. So you said baseball?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Major League Baseball. I think it's because they have 162 games. They're like, leave me alone. I get it. But hockey guys are always so grateful and so, so humble. Listen, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter who the commander-in-chief is. The commander-in-chief is calm.
Yeah.
And always happens, for the most part, right? Whenever there's a championship of any kind won, I love how they handled it. They knew it was a joke. They laughed. And they're like, we doubled up. We're 2 for 2. Like, no one cared until certain people told us we should care. The Kash Patel thing, I'd prefer to not see him in there. I think he's busier these days. And you go to the game, do we need to be in there? Fine. But there's nothing wrong with the President of the United States calling to congratulate you and to invite you. I think it's a missed opportunity for the women. Sounds like they are going to eventually go. But I love how these guys have handled it ever since, with every single media pundit trying to get them to say Donald Trump should have said
that.
And
the whole thing, Sage Steele, our guest, says the whole thing is they can't drive a wedge between two teams that pulled for each other, that trained with each other, that were in the same, hotel or dorm, whatever it was, but they went to each other's games. So when you have the men did this and the women did this, they said, well, we have no friction. We have no problem. So don't make it up.
Jack Hughes said, the one who scored the game-winning goal, he said that the one who scored the women's game-winning goal, also a 2-1 game in overtime, that she inspired him. She inspired him. Like, there's so much love between these two, and so I think it's pathetic, and it would never have happened had this been under Joe Biden or Barack Obama or even George Bush. It's a different time, a different era, but people want to find any reason to hate more on Donald Trump. And the best thing is, most of those guys said, I don't care. I'm going to the White House. Because it's the White House and because we won this for America.
Yeah, and we had a chance to meet them, and they especially like this president. I noted, hey, if we can, here's Charles Barkley talking about this whole incident.
Everything is not Democrat, Republican, conservative, or liberal. That's why we got this divided, screwed up country. I'm not a Trump guy. But if I got invited to the White House, I would go. I'm not a Trump guy. I want to make that clear. But I respect the office. He's the president of the United States.
So
simple.
Makes sense.
But then you look at the contrast of that with like a Steve Kerr and a Doc Rivers and a Greg Popovich. And it's just
the worst.
He's the worst, but now he's kind of gone and you pray for him. His health is a thing. Doc Rivers is the worst. The DMs he has sent me. Crushing me for my beliefs. Like
he goes right at you?
Oh, but, and I was like, Doc, remember that whole thing? Diversity of thought. It's not just diversity of skin color, which is, you guys always want to make it about race, but it's Doc and who used to be a friend of mine and Steve Kerr, et cetera, who want, they lead with divisiveness and hatred and judgment. Cause I actually said to Doc, this is a very long DM chain. And I was like, you just hate the fact that you can't, put me in a box because of my skin color. I'm supposed to think a certain way and vote a certain way and marry a certain way. You, people like you and Steve Kerr, are the problem. How about respecting people's opinions? You don't know my story. You don't know my why. And I don't know yours. I respect yours. Why you come at... So I have no respect for those guys who are in such leadership positions. And when they make their basketball press conferences about this...
Mm-hmm.
Stop. That is not. I say, tell this to my bosses, Brian. Why are we bringing politics into sports and SportsCenter? It's not why people watch us.
Right. Steve Kerr, by the way, didn't his dad die in Beirut?
Yes.
By Iranian-sponsored and supported Hezbollah, who blew up, killed 241 Americans back in 1983. His dad was one of them.
His dad was, and it's heartbreaking. And people say, well, that's why his opinions. I'm like, again, it isn't necessarily what your opinion is. It's the way you choose to
condemn others for having a differing opinion.
Condemn. That is the opposite of what you people preach.
That was a perfect way to go to break, so we will.
Where big stories meet bigger conversations. Stay informed and energized with the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Are you a small business owner struggling with cash flow issues? Look no further than AmeriFactors, a trusted partner in business funding. With AmeriFactors, you can turn your unpaid invoices into fast cash. Say goodbye to long payment cycles and hello to quick and easy funding options, even with less than perfect credit, including bankruptcies. If you need working capital to make payroll, buy inventory, or to expand your business, AmeriFactors has got you covered.
Working with AmeriFactors was the best decision. Our business is thriving and growing. Without AmeriFactors, we never would have been able to get to this point.
With AmeriFactors, you can focus on what you do best, running your business, while they take care of providing cash flow and accounts receivable management. Their team of experts are dedicated to providing personalized solutions focused on the success of your business. Fuel your business growth with AmeriFactors. Call AmeriFactors today, 800-884-FUND. That's 800-884-3863. Or visit AmeriFactors.com.
Restrictions apply. For details, go to AmeriFactors.com.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S. ethos.com/Mike.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
I'm Anna Eliopoulos with your Fox True Crime Minute. It's 10 years behind bars for an au pair who schemed with her employer, who was also her lover, to kill his wife and another man. Juliana Perez Magalhães pleaded guilty to a downgraded manslaughter charge in exchange for her testimony against Brendan Banfield, who fatally stabbed his wife Christine and fatally shot Joseph Ryan, a man who was lured by the killers to engage in a sexual encounter with his wife unbeknownst to her. During sentencing, Magalhães expressed remorse for straying from her morals to pursue the illicit affair.
There are so many regrets, but this is my biggest. That's a tragedy I have been carrying with me, and I will always do.
While prosecutors recommended her immediate release, the judge ended up delivering the maximum possible sentence. There's more on this story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Anna Eliopoulos with your Fox True Crime Minute. House Call for Health. Some smoke detectors sold exclusively on Amazon are being recalled over potential sound delays. The Consumer Product Safety Commission recently reported that about 11,000 LS Home 3-pack smoke detector fire alarms have been recalled. The company says the 9-volt battery-operated alarms may not sound in a timely manner, posing a potential fire hazard. The alarms were sold on Amazon between February 2024 through December 2025. No injuries have been reported at this time. Consumers are urged to stop using the product immediately and may request a full refund. Unrelated to the recall, the U.S. Fire Administration says smoke alarms should be installed in every bedroom, outside each separate sleeping area, and on every level of a home, including the basement. You can get more smoke detector tips at ussa.fema.gov. Or, for more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Ann Eliopoulos, Fox News.
busy, he'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Have we just finding out Britney Spears was arrested? Were we
dancing?
DUI? She's driving herself? Whose idea was that?
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, Sage Steeler,
the dancing videos is what she should be arrested for.
So, Sage, you're in the news. Did CBS try
to hire you? Oh, my gosh. I am so glad you're asking this question.
Okay.
Brian, I literally heard nothing about any of this. I had a reporter reach out 48 hours ago on my info at thing,
yeah.
And I laughed. I was like, this is some guy trying to, I have no idea what this is. And then yesterday I'm on the flight coming here to New York, and a friend sends me all these links to Sage Steeler. I was like, what? Not a single human being has ever reached out to me from CBS, from anywhere. So, like,
it says they tried, so no, to know.
No. I looked through emails to make sure. I'm like, not one person. You know what they did? This is what happens all the time in the media business. They threw a name out of a former host who, I don't know, has the same skin color as Gayle King. I don't know. And it's like, threw me out there to
manipulate and make it seem.
And I was actually kind of upset. I'm like, wait, I'm kind of easy to find. Pick up the phone, if that's the case. But I actually don't think they wanted to talk to me. This was just
a way.
Know
her? Who? Barry Weiss?
Never met her.
Yeah.
Never talked to her. I
like the free press.
I mean, I guess so. That's why I need to look at it. But, and I've certainly respected her and what she inspired me with what she did, leaving this part of the world now coming back. But I swear to you, thank you for asking. You're the first person to ask.
And
I had zero clue.
The Sage Steeler Show, where do we get your podcast?
YouTube and everywhere you can find it.
Everywhere else. We're on YouTube too. But you were there first. All right. Thanks so much, Sage.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Don't go anywhere.
If you're an investor with money in a 401k or IRA, what's happening right now in Washington could affect you directly. The Supreme Court ruling impacting Trump-era tariffs has injected new uncertainty into global trade policy. And when policy risk rises, investors move to safety. Plus, escalating tensions involving Iran are adding stress to an already fragile global landscape. Trade tensions, global instability, currency pressure. We're seeing gold and silver prices move higher again, with capital flowing toward tangible safe haven assets like precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit. You'll also receive a free copy of Ken Rogoff's book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. Many Americans are rolling over a portion of their retirement savings into physical gold and silver, tax and penalty free, with Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. Results vary. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
In the 1970s and 80s, one of the most successful songwriting duos was Elton John and Bernie Taupin. Elton John discusses their music composing relationship.
He writes the lyrics first and gives them to me, and then I write the songs to them. In the old days, I would slice bits of verses out and cut things here and there. It's not so bad now, but it's always been lyrics first. Very, very rarely has I ever sometimes suggested a title for a song or maybe a melody, but Don't Go Breaking My Heart is the only one I can think of. And I enjoy that process. People say, you know, why don't you write your own lyrics? Well, I don't really want to. I enjoy writing with Bernie. I love it. And it's a magical, and he's one of my dearest friends, and I love him so much. But why would I want to change something that gives me so much pleasure?
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. The opening days of March have delivered some major news, and as White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports, political developments top the list.
In like a lion, out like a lamb refers to stormy weather at the beginning of March. For President Trump, the first week of March was like a lion politically. Over the past few days, he launched a war against Iran, which led to a spike in oil prices. He fired controversial Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, and he received a Labor Department report that saw the economy lose tens of thousands of jobs in February. The flurry of activity came as the president tries to convince voters to keep Republicans in the majority in Congress. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Economist Steve Moore says President Trump's economic policies are working and predicts prices will continue to fall.
If we have continued growth, as we've had the last year under Trump, it's very simple. I mean, I don't want to insult the intelligence of your listeners, but when you produce more goods and services, the price of these things fall, and inflation falls, and we've seen good reports on inflation. And the best way to bring down interest rates is not to rely on the Federal Reserve Board. It's create a system of abundance.
Moore made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. President Trump joined grieving families at Dover Air Force Base yesterday for the dignified transfer of six U.S. Army Reserve soldiers killed in Kuwait. The President and Vice President attended the dignified transfer with their spouses and top administration officials. Authorities in southern Michigan have searched through the rubble and debris in the aftermath of suspected tornadoes that killed four people during powerful storms, also blamed for two deaths in Oklahoma. First responders in the Union Lake area Saturday looking for more possible victims and clearing debris. Authorities say three were killed, 12 injured during Friday storms in the Union Lake area. More at townhall.com.
Whether you're climbing the corporate ladder, launching a new project, or just looking for that extra edge, your brain is your most valuable asset. Now there's a way to support it every single day, Think Factor. From the makers of Relief Factor, Think Factor is built to help you stay sharp, nurture your memory, boost your attention. It unlocks the mental clarity and precision you need to stay ahead of the game, no matter the challenge. After a couple of weeks of taking Think Factor, I noticed a dramatic difference in my clarity, my focus, even my memory. And look, the longer you take Think Factor, the better it works. This is not a one-off. You want to take Think Factor regularly. If you're a go-getter who refuses to settle, Think Factor can help you perform at your best and keep your edge. Call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF, or just visit relieffactor.com to order Think Factor. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily with Think Factor.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says President Trump believes Mark Wayne Mullen is the right man to take the reins at the Department of Homeland Security.
Senator Mark Wayne Mullen has been a strong friend of the president and a big supporter of the president's immigration policies. Not only that, he's exceptionally talented, qualified, and I know well respected by his peers on Capitol Hill from both sides of the aisle. So we look forward to his expeditious confirmation.
Postal Service officials are saying the agency will run out of cash.
They say that will happen within a year, unless Congress lifts a decades-old cap and allows the agency to borrow more money, the new Postmaster General has warned in an interview. If it doesn't, the Postal Service might not be able to pay its employees or vendors by February 2027, and the consequences could be dire for mail delivery, Postmaster General David Steiner has reported.
Bill Alexander reporting. Breaking news and analysis found at townhall.com. Republicans accuse Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and the state's Attorney General Keith Ellison of stalling to fight fraud in government programs. Congressman Tom Emmer of Minnesota also questions how long those state leaders knew about the problem.
We found out that according to the assistant commissioner of the Department of Education at the time, that both Tim Walz and Keith Ellison were advised by their office of the fraud and the illegitimacy of the Feeding Our Future group in April of 2020.
Emmer was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Stranded Americans across the Mideast say they've been left to navigate flight cancellations and confusing government guidance on their own. They expressed frustration with the State Department's directions to, quote, depart now on commercial flights, even though much of the airspace across the Gulf remains closed or heavily restricted. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.
The National Wild Turkey Federation's 27th annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is set for Saturday, March 14th at the Senior Citizen Center at 2290 Benton Drive. Doors open at 4:30 p.m., dinner at 6:30. To purchase tickets for the event, or if you'd like more information, contact Candy Muse at 530-526-8350 or online at nwtf.org/event.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once
He wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
From high atop Fox News headquarters in New York City, the most approachable radio host in America. It's Brian Kilmeade.
I'm one from 48th and 6th in Midtown Manhattan. Heard around the country, around the world. The Brian Kilmeade Show coming your direction. A lot going on. We're following the moving events with six reporters in various Middle Eastern cities, many of which are under attack. Mark Thiessen's going to be with us in a matter of moments. And Senator Dave McCormick, the guy went to West Point, fought the first Persian Gulf War, was even in an operation to remove Noriega. And now he's a senator from Pennsylvania, so he's got a big background in that, as well as finance. I mean, the economy's becoming a story now. It's becoming an important part of this story. But I'm really encouraged by President Trump's Truth Social post that says he's going for victory. That's it. There will be no talks. That's music to Mark Thiessen's ears. In just a moment, we'll talk to him. But first, the big three.
Number three. Sounds like from people close to him, very close to him, who can speak to his thinking, the quote that I was given was, it was a combination of her many unfortunate leadership failures, from Minnesota to the ad campaign.
Yeah, I hate to say it, even though those are unnamed reports, not the official report, that's 100% right. Change at the top, Mark Duane Mullen is in. He's going to sail through confirmation. Christine Ohm is out, thankfully. President Trump, you made the right decision. Guess what, Democrats? You now have your scalp. Fund DHS.
Number two.
Well, look, it's certainly something that should have been anticipated. And what's one of the striking features so far is that Iran has launched far more missiles and far more drones at the Arab countries in the Gulf and in the region than it has even at Israel. That's something that should have been anticipated.
It was anticipated, you idiot. It's called missile defense. And does anyone know less about the Middle East? And is his resume more unattractive than Anthony Blinken of the Biden administration? Widen the war. Iran shoots at our Arab allies to try to turn them against us. And Israel, guess what? It's the biggest own goal in military war history.
Number one.
And I'd like to see them make sure there are no more missiles and drones coming out of Iran. And that's still happening. So that's something that would remain number one in my priority list.
That is Admiral Robert Harwood, who spent his youth in Iran, moving to the next phase. The U.S. and Israel forces are taking apart the IRGC leadership, missile production. And are the Kurds being pushed? And are they looking to start a ground attack? Would that be a good move? I want to ask Mark Thiessen that. Mark, how do you feel about the Kurds getting involved? And there's a lot of different sects of Kurds.
Well, I think what President Trump is doing is he's trying – look, we're not sending ground forces into Iran. This is not Iraq. So we need some ground forces on the ground to help us. The Kurds are an option. The other option is, quite frankly, the Iranian people rising up and taking back their country. And so, you know, I think we're talking to leaders on the ground there. We're talking to the Kurds, and President Trump is going for it. You know, I was on special report last night, and I was, and, you know, the Democrats keep saying, well, how do you define victory? What's the plan for success? There's layers of success, right? So layer one is that we eliminate their ability to project force beyond their borders. No nukes, no ballistic missiles, no terror infrastructure to support Hamas and other groups like that. They're completely contained and no longer a threat. That's level one. Level two is we collapse the regime and have somebody come in who is subservient to us, sort of like we have in Venezuela. That would be a success, too. And the first one, I think, is 100% sure that we're going to get. That's pretty. I'm pretty confident we're going to get that. The third level is unconditional surrender by the Iranian regime, and the Iranian people rise up and replace it with a government that is a democratic ally of the United States and Israel. I think that's achievable. That's possible, and I think it looks like, based on what President Trump is doing, is he's going for that. That's, you know, but even if we don't achieve that, if all we achieve is taking out their offensive capability to threaten the U.S. and its allies around the world and neuter them as a military force, that's a success too. So this, we've already succeeded. It's a question of how great the success is going
to
be.
And we're not going to stop now. We want to stop their ability to make ballistic missiles as well as nuclear missiles. And it would be great to give the people an opportunity to have some say in their government for long-term. Look, that's what MBS recognized. These people need economic opportunity or else they're going to become terrorists. And he's done that. So you're never going to have anything except a worthless currency and an oppressive society if these Ayatollahs stay in charge. I thought Dave Ignatius, who we all know, I think he really has put his time in the Middle East. He sees titanic change happening. I thought his analysis would be something I want you to comment on. Cut 20.
A lot of people that I talk to who know Iran very well think this is a really bad idea. That the problem is, as good as the Kurds are in, as fighters, as devoted as they are to their cause, this has the danger of splintering Iran. It would, for Persian, the Persian nationalists in Tehran, it's a reason to rally around the regime. And President Trump's offer to provide air cover for the Kurds, I'm just not sure that's strong enough. There's a big IRGC force on the border to protect that border and to keep them out. They don't have tanks. They don't have heavy weapons. So that's something that I wish President Trump had thought a little more carefully about.
So the one thing that tactically that I would like about them coming out is because the IRG has to come out and fight. We know where they are. And right now they're doing a great job of not showing where they are.
Yeah, it'll smoke them out, and we can take them out. I mean, it's just every time Iran fires a missile at Israel, most of the time we're successful in intercepting the missile, but it also lets us know where the missile launcher is, and we take it out. So it's the same thing with if the Kurds were to come in and the IRGC were to come out to fight them, then that allows us to take out the IRGC. So I just don't see a downside to it. I mean, we obviously don't want to, you know, we're not suggesting that the Kurds come in and occupy Iran instead of and run the government. But we need ground forces. We need if you're not going to be – what President Trump is doing is he's pioneering something new and different, okay? He's inherited a situation much like Ronald Reagan did after when he came into office in 1980, after the Vietnam War, when there was no appetite for America to send ground forces around the world. And so he had to pioneer a new way to project power and push back on the Soviet Union. So he came up with the Reagan Doctrine, which we're going to support freedom fighters around the world in Central America, in Africa, in the Middle East, to push back on the Soviet Union. And Trump has now come in after Iraq and Afghanistan with a country where there's no appetite to send ground forces anywhere, and we shouldn't be. And he's coming up with a new way to project force and project power without the use of ground forces. And what he's doing is he's using decapitation strikes paired with support for the people on the ground to take back their country. And we got to find ways to do it that don't involve ground forces. Everyone who's sort of questioning all this is like, well, what's your solution?
I mean, what I find maddening is if Joe Biden did this, Mark, I'm telling you, you might not believe me. I hope you would. I'd be complimenting him. If he put two aircraft carriers off the shore, if he got Gulf states the go-ahead, which, by the way, we did silently, Saudi Arabia pushing us to act. We all know that. They didn't want to say it publicly. And then you got Israel buy-in. And then you have this flawless coordination over the course of 6 days. You know what I would say? You're addressing a problem that has dominated my teens, my 20s, my 30s, my 40s. I mean, through my time at Fox, it's coming up on 30 years. This is Iran's always a problem, and it was getting worse. And their end game is death, and that's what they were cheering. And you had seven countries looking to destroy Israel, and you had an indifferent president that probably would have let it happen. But now you have a window of opportunity. This president ran through it. And now people are like, do you hear Hakeem Jeffries? Hakeem Jeffries says it's going to end in defeat. I mean, what? This is anti-American stuff. This isn't a war gone bad. This is a long simmering conflict being addressed.
So first of all, I know for a fact that both you and I praised Barack Obama when he killed Osama bin Laden.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
You know, when the president gets one of the bad guys, every American, regardless of party, should be praising him, right? And this operation is being carried out flawlessly. I mean, it is stunning execution of U.S. power and strength against one of the most evil regimes in the world that have killed, you know, thousands upon thousands of Americans and maimed and wounded thousands upon thousands of Americans under Republican presidents, under Democratic presidents. It doesn't matter. You know, people forget this. Iran was behind the bombings of our embassies in Kenya and Tanzania. Al-Qaeda didn't know how to take down buildings back then. They were trained by Iranian agents on how to blow up those buildings, and they were, and the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia found Iran liable for the attacks. I mean, almost any terrorists that we've had, right now, the successor of Osama bin Laden and Ayman Zawahiri is living in Tehran. That's his sanctuary. He's not hiding in a cave somewhere in Afghanistan. He's not hiding in a safe house in Pakistan somewhere. He's in Tehran. There's a cell of al-Qaeda operatives that have been operating since 9/11 through Iran. This is our enemy. We should all be cheering. I think this is going to be a successful operation, so I think the public will come around. But the fact that so many political leaders and that the polls, where is the rally around the country effect? How partisan has our country become that Democrats are not willing to rally around the president when he's doing something we should all support? It's so depressing.
But here's what's different. And in order to have the surprise attack and not to deal with some of the headwinds, the president decided not to market this. He decided not to build a wall for 3 months. You know, like everyone by the end of it was build a wall. They mouthed the words. George W. Bush told everyone about Iraq before it happened, told everyone about inspectors, watched all the buildup happen. So we were ready for it. And a lot of people supported 70 votes in the Senate. But this president's got a different idea. It's not going to be a long-sustained war. This is a long-term market. I'm going to explain it when we do it. And if I explain it too early, I'll blow the surprise. And the Ayatollah will be alive right now. So this is a little bit, Mark, has to do with the fact that the president didn't brace us for it. And people don't love foreign policy like you and I do. And don't read this first every day.
So I blame Hakeem Jeffries. You blame Donald Trump. That's fine.
That's so funny. Well, I'm
just
saying.
Just kidding.
No, I know you do.
You're right.
Yeah.
Of course, you're right.
Yeah.
And look, I mean, but I think he started to prepare us in the week before. Getting closer. And but you're right. I mean, it's the same thing with Venezuela. But look, Venezuela is now quite popular because it's successful. And I think this is going to be popular because it's going to be successful. I think you're absolutely right. It's part of the new strategy. We need to give this guy a lot of forbearance because he's trying to do something new. Because the alternative to what Donald Trump is doing is isolationism, right? We're not going to send boots on the ground everywhere around the world. So we have two choices. We can retreat from the world, or we can find a new way to project U.S. force and U.S. military power around the world. And what he's doing is he's starting with sanctions, with tariffs, with other forms of coercion to get regimes to do what we want them to do. And when they refuse, then he decapitates them. And that's exactly the right approach. He's finding a way for America to be the leader of the free world in an era when Americans have lost their appetite for boots on the ground, and I think what he's doing is amazing.
I have an idea that might be in your column next. Are you ready for this?
Okay.
So there's a way, the way he deals with the most countries is the way he deals with it. What you just said is 100% accurate. However, he has a different approach with Russia and China because he looks at them as, in many ways, peers. Okay? Let's say we're stronger militarily, economically, whatever you want to say, but they're close. So what he does with them is more of a nuanced fight. He doesn't say, I'm going to neutralize China by going after Venezuela, Cuba, where it's a listening outpost, and Iran, but he does it. I'm going to go against China by flipping these countries and winning over these countries, leaders, new ones or new ones or current ones in Argentina, in Bolivia, in El Salvador, in Central and South America to push out China. And when Russia wants an influence in the Middle East, well, Syria is gone. And now Iran's going to be gone, who's supplying the Shahed drones and is definitely an ally in the region. So he knows the downside of calling out another major nuclear power is a major nuclear war. But what if I subtly worked around you, dug out a moat around you, and by the time you look up, you're neutralized? And I think that's what he's doing. Is that the subject of a Mark Thiessen column?
It could be, yeah. So it's a speak softly and carry a big stick like Teddy Roosevelt. So here's the interesting thing now that we're so Iran is a very clarifying moment when it comes to Russia and Ukraine. So Zelensky is now sending Ukrainian drone operators, because there's no country in the world that has more experience with fighting Shahid drones and neutralizing them than Ukraine. So he's sending a battalion to help the U.S. and Israel and the Arab countries knock down these Shahid drones. We just learned from the Washington Post this morning that Russia is providing targeting information to Iran to strike U.S. forces in the region. So Ukraine is defending U.S. forces. Russia is helping
Thank
Iran
you.
Strike U.S. forces. I think when the dust settles in Iran, I think Vladimir Putin has to pay a very big price for that decision. And I think we need to thank the Ukrainians for what they're doing.
And Mark, that's so great that you tied that together. But because the picture in the Washington Post story shows a hole in a building, and that hole in the building is where our headquarters were for our Fifth Fleet, where the offices were. And guess what? The CIA office got hit in Saudi Arabia. And I'm thinking to myself, how the hell did they know that? How they know that is Russia or China, that'll probably come out soon, is telling them all our location. So that is a great point. And that's why I've always been a fan of Zelensky. I don't love the way he plays everything, but I understand it. But I've been briefed multiple times that Ukraine-Russia war has been a war college that the superpowers are studying. And we have learned a lot.
And benefiting us in this war right now, what we've learned.
Mark Thiessen.
In real time.
We should get our own show. Right,
and I agree.
We should
do it, man.
Yeah, it depends how it pays, and we need open music, and we're going to need a location.
You already have your own show. What are you talking about?
All right, forgot about that. Mark Thiessen, thanks so much. Back in a moment.
Both sides, all opinions. It's Brian Kilmeade.
I'm Dr. Howard Levine, director of Cleveland Nasal Sinus and Sleep Center. During cold and flu season, I tell my patients the key to staying well is to pull out germs, mucus, bacteria, and viruses from the nose using the Navage-powered nasal irrigator. I irrigate my own nose daily with Navage to stay healthy and after seeing sick patients.
For drug-free congestion relief, trust number one doctor-recommended Navage, available at Walmart and Walgreens.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
If you're like most Americans nearing retirement with money in a 401k or IRA, then listen. The U.S. Supreme Court's recent ruling on President Trump's tariffs has added fresh uncertainty to global trade policy, and investors don't like uncertainty. That ruling helped push gold to another multi-week high as traders sought safety in precious metals. When markets get nervous, precious metals often move higher and fast. Right now, the gold and silver markets may be offering investors a second chance at history. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit. You'll also receive a free copy of Ken Rogoff's book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. Many Americans are rolling over a portion of their retirement into physical gold and silver, tax and penalty free with Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now. Get into position before the next surge. Results vary. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. When you take a look at all the subscription services that you've signed up for, it's probably a good idea to ask yourself, do you really need to keep paying for them? Perhaps it's time to review what you have and see what you can trim, like that streaming service which has gone up in price. Determine which ones you watch and ditch the ones you don't. Or how about all of those shopping memberships? You might be an Amazon Prime member which offers a batch of perks, including exclusive deals on online purchases. But do you have to be a year-long member
December. Instead, think about canceling your Prime service and signing up closer to the time when Amazon offers sales for Prime Day, Black Friday, or the end of the year. Or how about that gym membership you might not be using? Or if you're paying a monthly charge for cloud storage, say with Google Drive or Dropbox, you might want to consider a free service instead. And don't forget to go through those mobile apps you signed up for but don't use, or music subscriptions. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Take a pause.
You've probably seen former service members getting help from service dogs. They're working to overcome PTSD and depression as vets get back into civilian life. Even retired Air Force Brigadier General Scott Wiggins admits he was struggling when he first hung up the uniform.
I was kind of reclusive, that I would want to stay inside. I didn't want to get out in public. And through the advice of my wife, got some counseling. And then after talking to a counselor, figured a service dog could be another tool in my tool belt just to help me transition.
He was connected with a yellow Labrador retriever, Bear, through the nonprofit Patriot Service Dogs.
They asked me kind of what my needs were, and based on my needs and Bear's training, they felt like we would be a good match. So Bear was in training for a couple of years. They put me through my paces as well, and then we were paired up.
The Brigadier General says Bear has turned him around.
I can't tell you how much it has restored my life to me, and I would love nothing more than the next veteran to have that opportunity.
Take pause. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Legendary tennis champion Arthur Ashe was the first African-American player to compete professionally in tennis. In leading UCLA to the NCAA title in 1965, he created a tennis program for inner cities in 1968 and was the USLTA amateur champ and won the first U.S. Open at Forest Hills, being ranked co-number one with Rod Laver in that year.
This is still one of the Grand Slam titles, and now Muscles is the only player to win the Grand Slam this year. After a day of rest yesterday, he was pretty tough today, and I look forward to playing him again because for this year we're all square. I think I beat him about a month and a half ago in Detroit under poor lights. So here's hoping we meet in the final of Forest Hills on my turf. So I'll see you in September.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. The more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
I remember thinking, watching Pete Hegseth, going, how childish is this?
He's a child.
Is this language he's using?
Yeah.
And this sort of bro-centric, tough guy, we sunk their battleship. It was pathetic, but also embarrassing.
The Ayatollah's son, this guy, is said to be an even more of a hardliner than his dad. I hate to say Ayatollah so.
The Trump administration's propaganda machine is in full, you know, sway right now.
No one who Barron Trump has ever been in a classroom with is likely to have joined the military.
So do you believe the widespread criticism? We're at war with our 47-year nemesis. And they're like, I don't like the language. A Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, and Barron hasn't signed up for the military? That's your focus, you idiots? I mean, please, tell me, the audience out there doesn't say, well, we're being well-served by the extreme left. And I'm sorry he's not the big new Brzezinski, who did such a wonderful job, I believe, as Secretary of State for Jimmy Carter, to allow a hostage to be taken, not anticipate the fall of the Shah, taking him in for his cancer therapy and creating this terror state under your watch. The Brzezinski family, I think, should not be talking about the Iran problem because it all happened when your dad was in power. Maybe he didn't have the German accent and the Ivy League, wordsmith way of eloquence. But by the way, he talks exactly like Rumsfeld, which America liked.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Open now at Turtle Bay Museum, Thomas T. Mangelson, A Life in the Wild, featuring 40 of the legendary wildlife photographer's most powerful images captured in the wild. These iconic once-in-a-lifetime moments include polar bears dancing on Arctic ice, a salmon leaping straight into the jaws of a massive brown bear, landscapes from all seven continents, and much more. The A Life in the Wild tour is produced by David J. Wagner, LLC, and is on display at Turtle Bay Museum now through May 3rd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Ready? Online marketing. Winning online.
When you search for your business on Google, where do you show up? Page 2? Page 3? Nowhere at all? Meanwhile, your competitors are getting those calls. You need Reading Online Marketing. Since 2010, Reading Online Marketing has been helping local businesses rank on Google, get found by customers, and win online. Need a website? We build it. Need digital ads that actually work? We manage them. Want to rank higher on Google and grow your social media? We handle it all. Here's the big difference. We know the Reading market. We know exactly what it takes to outrank your competition and get you found first. We'll show you where you stand and what it'll take to win. ReadingOnlineMarketing.com or call 530-378-4060 for your free evaluation.
Reading Online Marketing. Winning online.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Reading and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
And what are some of the biggest challenges that you have had with sellers when it comes to determining the right price for their home?
Well, that's a good question. We get it a lot, actually. And I can tell you that every owner, including me when I'm selling something, we always want more than it's worth. And I think most people know that. So I think what it is really taking the time to sit down and thoughtfully go with parables that are similar to yours that have sold recently and do the very best you can to be realistic. If I was a buyer in today's market and I was viewing 3 or 4 homes that are similar, which one would stand out to have the most features and benefits for the price?
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Go online to readinghomes.com. That's Reading, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at readingbarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at readingbarbecue.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Whole parade.
interested in it?
Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
I said, what's left? But they're tough, and they want to fight. And they're calling. They're saying, how do we make a deal? I said, you're being a little bit late. And we want to fight now more than they do. We've had 47 years, depending on the way you count it, but 47 years of horror with this group.
So, and that group is the Iranians. And the foreign minister, after the president said, hey, they're calling and they want to talk, I don't want to talk now, they came out and, as usual, duplicitous, said this. Cut five.
Your supreme leader.
We are not asking for a ceasefire, and we don't see any reason why we should negotiate with the U.S. when we negotiated with them twice.
Well, when you open up negotiations and say, I have 460 kilograms worth of enriched uranium at 60% that can make 11 bombs, and I'm not changing that, I can't believe we even had another round of that of those negotiations, knowing they wouldn't even talk about not funding their proxies. They would not even talk about ending their nuclear program. They now need to entertain getting rid of their ballistic missile program because they were building about 100 a month, thanks to the Chinese. So it's a complicated situation, one that Senator Dave McCormick is dealing with, but he's very familiar with dealing with stuff like this. I mean, he's a graduate of West Point. He's on the 82nd Airborne in the first Persian Gulf War. He's also on the operation to go out and get Noriega. So you have a guy who is dealing with this on a regular basis. He used to have a real simple trying to keep his hedge fund, Bridgewater, the best in the world, and he decided to give it all up, go to Pennsylvania, and become senator there. Senator McCormick, welcome back. Oh, okay. We're going to get him in about 10 minutes. We're going to have him here. So he's going to be with us. So going back and forth like this, what are you to believe? I go back to Michael Doran's column, Doran's column, which I think is right on the money. He says that the Iranians are trying to do what Saddam Hussein did after the first Persian Gulf War. He lost his entire army. Most of them surrendered in humiliating fashion. He blew up his own oil wells. And then he had to take aim and kill his own people in order to stay in power. And he did, and he did. He put up with the invasion of 500,000 troops, but he survived. They believe if they could have their government, the IRGC, the Boca, they survive, they can win. They can outweigh Trump, and the next time they'll have a nuclear weapon, and they'll be like North Korea, where it's really no-go zone for now, unless we find something to do using the other superpowers. But that's not really going to happen. Is that winning? They look at Hamas. Hamas has been decimated. They're on their last legs, but they're still there. Hezbollah the same way, and they go back to the Taliban. Did not win one battle against the U.S., not one against the U.S. in combined forces, ever. But by surviving, they ended up still there. Now, the question is, are you okay with the scenario in which this corrupt, brutal regime stays in power, but they can't build ballistic missiles and they cannot build nuclear weapons? That's an outcome that's much more beneficial than the one we had right now. The Red Crescent says 797 people have died in Iran. Okay. They sent a wave of drones into Tel Aviv. All right. But do you know that the amount of ballistic missiles and drones are down 90% from the first day of the fighting? Do you know that they are now aiming for our Gulf allies, not even aiming for us right now? Not that they can get a hold of us anyway, although they killed six, and that's a tragedy. They've hit 13 countries. And here's what they did in terms of numbers. 863 missiles or drones into UAE, Kuwait 562, Qatar 162, including their natural gas field, 129 into Bahrain, Israel 113, Jordan 49, Cyprus 5, Oman 2, Saudi Arabia 2. And now they also hit Turkey with one. So they are aggravating and they're threatening. They're totally motivating these Gulf states not to quit, but to possibly enter the fight. To me, it's one of the biggest own goals you will see on the war front. So these are some of the things that are happening right now. So Admiral Robert Harwood, when I was talking to him today, Rear Admiral, he was the deputy commander at CENTCOM, he's disappointed. He thinks that we should be further along in terms of wiping out the missiles and drones, and therefore the Strait of Hormuz would open, and we'd be able to target more of the IRGC and the Basij, which is like their Gestapo. Cut 10.
I'd like to see them
make sure there are no more missiles and drones coming out of Iran. And that's still happening. So that's something that would remain number one in my priority list. If we can make sure they can't project power, then we have all the time in the world to go in and take out their production facilities, focus on the IRGC, focus on the nuclear power. They've been focused on this problem for decades. We know the capacity. What's the wild card is how much they grew their drone inventory and how well they've hidden them. But that's got to be top of the list, using your ISR to look for that, hunt it, and to just persistently and consistently strike it, disabling that capability.
But I think, even though he's the rear admiral who spent 36 years in the military, I think that the way they're buried underground and the launchers are elusive, a lot of times we've got to wait through satellites for them to launch, then we destroy the launchers. I don't know, in 5 days, is it possible to take out 2,500 medium-range missiles and short-range missiles and 1,500, I'm just estimating, this is what they've been saying, 1,500 long-range missiles and thousands of drones, many of which are underground? Even the propaganda video shows them down. I'm not sure that's even possible, but he believes it is. And he says, I'm a CENTCOM. We could have been doing it. So we'll see. We're on to the next phase, and the next phase I think will be targeting that, and with just days in. So we're going to take a time out for Senator Dave McCormick, but I do want you to hear Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg, because he appreciates that what Donald Trump has done so far. And, you know, he was focused on Ukraine. Cut seven.
One of the things that people don't talk about, and I haven't heard talked about, are the rules of engagement that are always set in a military operation. And this president and his great Secretary of War, and you look at Brad Cooper down in CENTCOM, they've been given free rein. That comes from the very top, from the commander-in-chief. And he's let him attack this problem, attack Iran, exactly as they're supposed to be done. It's something I really never saw when I was growing up, and somebody to give you that opportunity to do it.
Yeah, rules of engagement are huge, and that's what Barack Obama limited him so much, got a lot of people killed. So did Joe Biden, but not this guy, not this president. Back in a moment.
Where big stories meet bigger conversations. Stay informed and energized with the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
Are you a small business owner struggling with cash flow issues? Look no further than AmeriFactors, a trusted partner in business funding. With AmeriFactors, you can turn your unpaid invoices into fast cash. Say goodbye to long payment cycles and hello to quick and easy funding options, even with less than perfect credit, including bankruptcies. If you need working capital to make payroll, buy inventory, or to expand your business, AmeriFactors has got you covered.
AmeriFactors has been one of the best decisions our company made. We have grown tremendously and developed a lasting business relationship with them.
With AmeriFactors, you can focus on what you do best, running your business, while they take care of providing cash flow and accounts receivable management. Their team of experts are dedicated to providing personalized solutions focused on the success of your business. Fuel your business growth with AmeriFactors. Call AmeriFactors today, 800-884-FUND. That's 800-884-3863. Or visit AmeriFactors.com.
Restrictions apply. For details, go to AmeriFactors.com.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
In the summer of 1985, Southern California wasn't just hot. It was terrifying. A shadow stalked the suburbs. They called him
The Night Stalker.
So far, six communities have been the target of the so-called Night Stalker.
Fox Nation Investigates presents Beware the Night Stalker.
You admit to being evil, Richard?
We are all evil in some form or another, are we not?
Listen and follow now at foxtruecrime.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Get those W-2s ready. Tax season has arrived. It's the Fox Business Tax Tips. Fox News Radio's Jeannie Cassola and Hillary Barsky are joined by the hosts of the Fox Business Network to provide you with the latest tips, tricks, and updates on filing your taxes. From deadlines to tax law changes to the latest deductions, we'll cover it all to make sure you keep that hard-earned money where it belongs, in your pocket. Listen and follow the Fox Business Tax Tips at foxnewspodcasts.com.
You never know who might be taking the quiz.
Hi, everyone. It's Candace Cameron Bure.
Hey, everyone. It's Phil Sims.
It's Dolores Catania.
Hey, everyone. I'm Kix Brooks.
It's Candace Bushnell.
I'm Rob Paulson.
I'm Ryan Serhan.
Hey, everyone. I'm Nicole Palizzi.
Hey, everybody. It's Kevin Nealon.
What's up, guys? It's Nia Sue, and it's time to take the quiz.
Five questions in less than 5 minutes every day. Listen and follow at thequiz.fox.
The world of business moves fast. Stay on top of it with the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday. Fox Business reporters, anchors, and hosts will bring you beneath the stock market speculation and boardroom drama to tell you about the biggest business stories of today. Whether you're on Main Street or Wall Street, Fox Business is invested in you.
Listen to the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Radio that makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Welcome back, everyone. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show. We have the dynamic that's happening in Homeland Security. Kristi Noem out and Senator Mark Wayne Mullen nominated. I think he's going to coast right through, I guess. I think he's going to get more than just Senator Fetterman votes. But hopefully they do that soon. They put it on the glide path. Also, the other big story is Iran, the unfolding events. Also, not good economic news for the country. We lost about 90,000 jobs instead of gains. The market's down about 500 points, and the Strait of Hormuz is shut down for now. But the president has doubled down, saying he's going for total victory. A man who knows all about that, West Point grad, fought in the Persian Gulf War, was on a series of operations with the 82nd Airborne, including the operation to go get Noriega. And now he's the senator on Foreign Relations Committee, as well as energy, by the way, and banking committees. Senator Dave McCormick of Pennsylvania joins us now. Senator, not a great day economically, but the president's still very focused. Are you?
I am very focused, Brian. Thanks for having me. Yeah, listen, whenever you have uncertainty, markets hate uncertainty, so they respond to uncertainty. And what we're in the middle of here is a situation where we're deploying our military. It's absolutely within the constitutional right of the president to do that, to solve a really critical destabilizing problem for decades, which is a terrorist financing regime in Iran that's brought instability to the world and has been a terrible source of killing Americans. When that situation stabilizes, and it will, the markets will respond appropriately. But right now we have to stay the course. Destroy Iran's missile capability, missile launching capability, its navy, its manufacturing capability, and also have confidence that there's no nuclear weapon possible in Iran's future. That will be a very stabilizing thing, and it'll be great for markets, great for energy, it'll be great for all those factors. Right now we're just in a period of a little bit of uncertainty.
Right, and the president said I tasked his energy department to come up with different creative ways to keep the price down. And one of the things they did is allow India to purchase Russian oil and refine it in their country temporarily. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, listen, there's going to be a number of adjustments we need to make in the near term. I think the key point here is, thank God, we embraced energy dominance and are unlocking the potential in places like Pennsylvania and around the United States. We are now a net energy exporter. And Pennsylvania and America's natural gas and its energy is going to fuel the world. And you've got 30% of oil production or oil reserves in the world in two countries, Venezuela and Iran. Venezuela is going to be moving towards a much more favorable relationship with America and the West. The same will be true with Iran as we get through these military operations. And that's going to be a hugely stabilizing force for energy markets. So we're going to have to make some near-term adjustments, but we are on the right path.
Do you think with our today's technology, we can do this thing without ground troops? And I know the Kurds have basically been solicited to go in and fight for their freedom. Are the Iranian Kurds with the cooperation of the Iraqi Kurds? How do you feel about that?
Listen, first of all, we absolutely have the capacity to achieve the military objectives that the president's laid out, as I said, mostly around the missile launch, manufacturing capability. They're support providing 57,000 drones to Russia from Iran. So we absolutely have the capacity. When you say no boots on the ground, I'm very confident there's no full-scale invasion kind of plan in our future. We may selectively use special operations for very targeted missions. I don't think that's the case now, but I'm not entirely sure. But yes, we can accomplish the military objectives. And in terms of the Kurds, there are going to be a number of different vectors by which we help accelerate regime change or a dramatic change in the current regime, which is much more favorable to the United States, putting a lot of forces in terms of political forces into the mix is going to be part of that. But the president was very clear. This is a moment for the Iranian people to set the course for their own future. And we want to help them, but this is in their hands.
Senator Dave McCormick, you know, as a military guy, you got to give people weapons because they're just going to get mowed down again by a desperate regime, desperate to hold on to power. So what do you say to people that are unarmed? How can you tell them to get to the streets?
Well, first of all, I think there's going to be all sorts of different ways. There's already ways that we've been supporting the Iranian people with satellite capability and the ability to get access to the internet. I would be in favor of ensuring that the various groups that want to precipitate regime change have the support of the United States and other allies in the region. But what we're doing is systematically taking away the regime's capability, not only to harm its allies, but to harm its own people. And the president's made clear, lay down your arms and right. You will be saved. And if you don't, you will be killed. And so I think there's growing pressure. My understanding is the police forces and military forces increasingly aren't showing up for duty. I think we're going to be hitting a tipping point here in the coming weeks. And that'll be the moment of opportunity for the Iranian people.
I want you to hear what Anthony Blinken has offered you some free advice. He did such a wonderful job as Secretary of State. I'm sure it's get a pen handy, Senator, okay? I don't want to have to repeat
this. I'm ready.
Cut 28.
What is that off-ramp? I think the president may simply declare victory. He'll say, got rid of the Ayatollah. We diminished or degraded or destroyed their nuclear program. We did the same thing to the missile program. We did the same thing to the Navy. And as to the regime, well, over to the Iranian people. Good luck to them. Hope they succeed. And if they don't, it's their fault. If they do, we'll take the credit.
Your thoughts about ending it that way?
Well, it is a if we were to end in a situation where all those military capabilities were gone, eliminated, we had full confidence there was no Iranian nuclear program in the future, and what was left behind in terms of the regime was not a regime that we would necessarily choose, but some combination of forces came together, it would still be radically better than it was before this intervention. And let's not forget the regime that existed had just recently killed 32,000 people who were demonstrating in the street. So there is no scenario where the world and the people of Iran aren't better off under what follows. I'm optimistic that what will follow will be dramatically better in a regime that's much more pro-Western and much more openly committed to not pursuing nuclear weapons and lays a path for the Iranian people. But what that exactly is going to look like remains to be seen. It could be a brand new regime and complete regime change. It could be some variation of the current regime with a much more enlightened leadership. We don't know yet. But what we do know is it's going to be radically better than before the president took action.
You know, the whole thing is when it comes to military, I always still forget that you're a Democrat or Republican because you served in the military. And I used to do the same thing with people like Mark Kelly. I go, well, fighter pilot, astronaut, you know, when it comes to war, he's going to use his expertise here. But listen to this, cut 23.
And I'm thinking, you could pick a random group of people off the street tonight here in Washington, D.C., just a random group, and they could probably do a better job than our government is doing right now with this.
I mean, Senator, are you kidding me?
It's honestly, it's disgraceful, and it's political theater, and certainly at a time when our young men and women are putting their lives on the line. We sadly lost six already, but I will tell you, and I would not say this if I didn't truly believe it, Brian. I sat through a recent classified briefing with the Secretary of State Rubio, Secretary of Defense, Chairman of Joint Chiefs Kane, and CIA Director John Ratcliffe, and they gave a blow-by-blow description of what had occurred, what the future goals and plans were, where the things were on the battlefield. And I sat there. This was a guy who I was part of the biggest military buildup in history in Saudi Arabia, invaded into Iraq for the first Gulf War, which was wildly successful. And I listened to this and I said, thank God we have a military with that sort of precision, capability, competence. It's radically better than the military I was part of 35 years ago. Unbelievable competence in executing this mission. We should just take our hats off to the, even if you disagree with this decision, the starting point needs to be, this has been masterfully executed, and we should take our hats off to the men and women in uniform. And when people don't say that, it drives me absolutely crazy.
I expect that from the squad. They know nothing. But when you have a fighter pilot who's very intelligent, to be an astronaut, you got to be whip smart. Like you. If you came out and you said, listen, Brian, I got a briefing from Joe Biden's office, it's terrible. I go, I know it's terrible. You're not looking for political gain. You're doing it as a West Point guy. And, Senator, what do you see? We have a minute left. What do you see as your role in this? Like, what role can you play besides a Republican from Pennsylvania?
Well, listen, I try to be someone who's just forthright about this and stand up and talk about what I'm seeing. And I also talk about what I know American people are worried about. I was scarred by 20 years of war in Iraq. I was scarred by the losses. That decision was catastrophic. So the American people don't want entanglement. We are not on a path to a long-term troops on the ground and foreign entanglement. And I need to be someone who I think can help explain that to the American people and say why this is in the American people's best interest.
Right. And I think Trump doesn't want that either. So it's going to be a fascinating time. Senator Dave McCormick, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
All right. That's it for now. BrianKilmeade.com. Find out where I'm going to be.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-1509. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-1509 or biglou.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.